Last time I'm painted black, bitch. I'm sending on the ride for my
motherfucking nigga. Why are all the black people on the side of the room, first of all?
Because that's where you guys got to sit.
Racism is a thing of the past.
Gunchucks are the number one method of defense against a bear shark. I don't want to say gay or anything, but I want to suck a dick.
Niggas acting all crazy, playa.
Racism is a thing of the past. I learned about Wu-Tang from a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white girl in boarding school.
Give Lou one more point.
I don't want to say gay or anything, but I want to suck a dick. Great
Philadelphia. No. We need whiteboards. So
yeah, we always need a couple whiteboards to keep control of these blacks.
Don't touch me.
You are not having sex for a while.
I don't want to say gay or anything, but I want to suck your dick.
How late is late?
I got here, didn't I?
I just want to go out there and say, I don't see color when I come into this room.
Shut up.
I just see people.
Look, all right. First, I want to say I disagree because racism is not gone. It is still very much alive.
When did I say it wasn't? When did I say it wasn't here? Racism is a thing of the past. I'm not even going to talk to anyone. I'm just going to yell.
I'm going to be like, look out!
It's behind you, Logan! It's behind you!
I don't want to say gay or anything, but I want to suck your dick. The second I said that, Matt Stone lined him. I'm like, fuck, that's going to be on the news next week.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Oh my god.
Wow, you fucked that up.
Hey, look, let the intro go.
Welcome back to the Weekend Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Bird.
I'm not redoing that. That was like a 2 minute, like.
And we are off to a great start.
All right. Unbelievable.
Well, you were at the intro. I'm Pete. Across from me, the guy who fucked up the music, that's Brian.
Hey, look, I got the appropriate amount of music for that little clip right there.
The guy I'm smacking in the face after the show for the amount of embarrassing shit he put into that intro, Lou Figueroa.
You said that sucking dick line like 4 or 5 times. Right?
Context. Lacking context.
Dumb, dumb.
Pete, chill. Let me dick later. Don't worry.
I will be smashing that laptop. All right, we got our former black person, Jillian, over there.
Mademoiselle Degree is French, bitch.
I don't get it.
It's gray. It's gray, like my last name. Gray.
Gray of the Jersey Grays.
Yes, thank you.
All right, over there we got Mikey's back.
Hey.
All right, bringing the charm.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
And we have our new guest, our new anchor, Miss Danielle's here.
Hello.
It's the second lady to ever be on our show.
I know, we're breaking ground. We got two black people, we got two women. This is exciting.
A couple Latinos, a couple Italians.
That's right.
Spaghetti niggers, please.
Multicultural diversity up in this room.
Yeah, this room is a melting pot.
It's melting. We're cooking meat in here.
Well, we don't have any Indian people.
No, literally, it is very hot in this room.
I will get you an Indian person by December.
Oh. Why, you have to wait till after Christmas?
You gotta come back from Mumbai.
They're on layaway.
Now, when you say Indian, do you mean Indian or Native American?
I mean Indian, with dot in the middle of the forehead.
That's just racist.
Racist? Jesus.
Yeah.
What's the matter with
racism
you?
Racism is alive and well. I've been misquoted.
Listen, you're not black anymore. You don't get away with it.
No, she's black. She's just not as black as Lou.
Because his Spanishness or Latino-ness outweighs my blackness.
Ah, okay.
So he's more hood than I am.
Well, we're going to put that to the test today.
I'm more hood than you are.
No.
I was a debutante, after all, so I lost hood credit majorly there.
I didn't know debutantes were a real thing until I met you.
With the amount of times you've offered to suck dick last episode, that's pretty gangster. I don't know. Pretty G.
Look, man, just got to own it.
I ain't afraid of nothing. Just whip it out.
All right, let's get into it. We got a lot to get to, so let's jump right in. Jillian, why don't you start us off?
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news. All right, I'm one for two with the drops.
One of these days, I'm going to record Lou's dance for that. Yeah. It just deserves to be seen. All right, give us some news stories.
Okay. Angry over the honor roll. When Beth Tillack learned that her son had made his middle school's honor roll, she immediately took away his computer privileges and called the school to demand a retraction. The shocking reaction to something most parents celebrate by defacing their car's bumpers was prompted by a D that Douglas got in a civics class.
What was her name again?
Beth Talak.
Beth Talak. It sounded Klingon to me.
It's a totally shit last name.
Beth Talak.
Beth Talak. Continue.
Quote, the bottom line is, there's nothing honorable about making a D. The Pasco County, Florida mom told local news station, yes, this story takes place in Florida.
No way.
Our favorite state. Oh.
I was not happy because how can I get my child to study for a test when he thinks he's done enough?
Whose side are we supposed to be on here? Because she's making a lot of sense to me.
See, exactly. When I originally read the headline, Florida mom upset about child making honor roll, I assumed she didn't understand what the honor roll
this
was.
This kid sounds half Asian. Like, this is definitely a tiger mom.
How do you get that?
Hey, no. Oh, man. That's a beat up old blonde woman.
What you're seeing is a beat up Floridian is what you're seeing.
She's had a lot of wine, I'll tell you.
a lot of one of those Zinfandels, those fruity ones. Yeah, definitely. Yes. Dade City's Pasco Middle School places students on its honor rolls based on grade point average. That's what the key is to the story. So in addition to the D...
Isn't that what it usually is, though?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
What it was for me.
Yeah.
You had to get all A's and B's in elementary school for me, and then it was grade point average in high school.
I didn't have an elementary school. I didn't have a honor roll.
We didn't have honor roll.
It was the middle school was the first time they instituted that.
Yeah.
That's right, children.
In addition to the D, Douglas also got three A's, a C, giving him a GPA of 3.16.
Look, what we learned here in Florida, it doesn't take all that much to hit up that honor roll. You'd be doing all right.
Well, basically, the mom says that, you know, while she's not proud, I guess, that her son made the honor roll, it just makes her job difficult as a parent. And because she causes this uproar, they have now changed the grading system. In this school district, where now they're no longer doing this whole grade point average. Thus, this kid's probably getting his ass kicked every day by kids who used to be on the honor roll.
Do you remember the one kid in the class who would ruin the curve for the entire class after the test?
You know, after hearing the grades...
That guy, he's that for life.
After hearing the grades, I kind of want to question the mathematics of the honor roll people.
Yeah, like, I agree here. That doesn't sound like honor roll material.
Right. Doesn't sound right.
Yeah. My son got a D. How is he on the honor roll? It does make sense.
Well, is that a B average? Like a C, a D, and then three A's?
From what I understand, to get on the honor roll nowadays, all you need to do is maintain a body temperature of around 98 degrees.
98.6 if you're lucky. Yeah,
around there. You know.
In that area.
Yeah, baby, I know it.
All right, what do we got?
All right. Excessive hot Cheetos consumption blamed for a bloody stool scare. Sorry.
Where?
Everywhere.
Just in general? who's eating all these hot-ass Cheetos?
Kids.
Children?
Kids are fat. According to the CBS News story published recently, Flamin' Hot Cheetos have been causing something of a panic among parents whose kids shovel the stuff in their mouths by the bagful, resulting in a reddish stool that sends it running to the emergency room.
A reddish stool?
Gross.
This is gonna get gross.
Yeah, I would imagine so. The story itself is new, but the panic isn't. It's been around for years. This has happened with a lot of different kind of
Cheetos?
Crappy food. Not just Cheetos, a lot of food.
The puff kinds was the Red Scare of 88.
I think a good rule of thumb is if like your waist is changing colors, knock the shit off.
Well, I have a certain friend who can't eat Fruit Loops because they're poo will come out rainbow.
Well, that's awesome. That's why I eat fruit.
If there's no blood, poo just comes out like a gray color. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't want to get too familiar, but it was one day, nothing but Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, dear God. It must have been a rainbow.
This is who's actually an apparition.
I'm magical. I must have a pot of gold somewhere.
It was a rainbow color. I was pretty happy with myself. It's the best day of my life.
Wait, you are an artist, so was it... tie-dyed when it came out?
No, I don't want to get too into it.
When Lou calls it the best day of...
It may have been when he flushed.
When Lou calls it the best day of his life, the rest of us refer to it as yesterday.
It was Raph Green.
Raphael Green?
It had nothing to do with...
like this.
It had nothing to do with color. It just came in the same way it went out. Like little pebbles. Like
I gotcha. Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, look, every joke can't be gold. Leave me alone, Mikey.
You say... Womp, womp.
Doctors, nutritionists, and public health advocates.
Hi, Trojan.
Oh, goddamn.
He's leaving now. He's on his way out.
Doctors, nutritionists, and public health advocates who have been working overtime to get the cult snack banned in schools across the country say it's necessary to keep reminding parents that although the red poo isn't a sign of immediate medical problem, it's a suggestion that the child may be overindulging, a.k.a. your son's a fat ass.
Okay, no shit.
Well, it also
pun intended.
They called it.
It also comes down to just level of stupidity. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I know that if I'm eating something and it's constantly making me shit, like explosions, at some point I'm gonna stop eating that on my own. I don't need someone to tell me to stop eating something causing explosive shit.
This must be happening.
Well, you're a grown man. 12-year-olds are different. They need help.
I think on the actual I think this is happening to all the cool kids because it's a cult snack, so it hasn't hit like mainstream yet. So
okay, I see.
So when it hits mainstream, then it's not cool anymore. Like everyone's having red poo. It's not a big deal.
You got red poo?
Yeah.
That's so yesterday.
I did that 2 years ago.
They actually started running a PSA. It's getting so out of control.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
And then there's a picture of a kid just shitting his brains out. The toilet paper caught fire.
Well, the takeaway from this story is that Flamin' Hot Cheetos is one food that people eat enormous amounts of, and we'll see a change in their stool.
Well, you know what? What they say, it ain't easy being cheesy.
Crazy. You know, like
I like to imagine that when this kid's going through this, Chester Cheetah's just sitting there going, "Good."
This is actually
remember your training.
That's actually the second article I've ever heard. I've heard of that because they were saying that those things were making kids really fat in the schools because like they were just like it was like crack to them.
It's fucking Cheetos. What do you think? Are they gonna drop weight eating that shit?
Well, no, but I'm saying like who's giving these kids all these fucking singles to buy this fucking. You know, to buy the fucking snacks in the
mommy,
you
know. Well, daddy, mommy, daddy, I want snacks at school. That's who.
Mike, you're well. We shouldn't say what you do anymore.
That's right. I work at 7-Eleven.
You work at the Quiznos, right?
Yeah, the Quiznos.
Yeah, a lot of kids at the Quiznos buying this stuff.
Oh my god,
Mike likes to park a van outside of Quiznos.
Actually, you'd be surprised that at Quiznos. They don't sell them anymore.
Mike,
even the Quiznos knows.
Mike has boxes of Flamin' Cheetos and has never ate one. Okay, you want some Flamin' Cheetos, kid?
Keep them in the trunk.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke too out of taste. So. Continue.
All right.
Next story.
All right.
This is a spelling bee for everyone at home and in the room, but then I'll show you the sign without the... Those who know the story can't say anything.
Wait, hold on. I got to... If there are any listeners... Don't let your kids eat these fucking things anymore, please. Because it's terrible.
Just go with the poofy kind. They're not going to make a kid gay or anything like
that. It's okay. It's really okay. They don't need to shit fire anymore.
I'm gonna reference back our Halloween episode. If you're feeding your kids too many Cheetos, if they come to my house trick-or-treating, I'm going to hand you a letter.
That woman was a national hero.
She was.
I agree with that.
What?
Do you remember the woman handing out letters to parents who
During Halloween, there was a woman who, when she saw an obese kid come to the door trick-or-treating, she handed them a note shaming them.
No, she handed the parents a note.
Handed the parents a note, that's right, in lieu of candy.
You know what? They used to do that too when I was younger, but they just gave pennies.
I got raisins.
Raisins, raisins. Mm-hmm.
Pennies.
I got raisins. Nickels. Like, hey.
These
in a good neighborhood.
These people have... These people have no regard for their homes.
Yeah, because really. Then they got eggs and teepeed.
I'm going to be on my high horse. Here's a note.
That's it.
It's like, well, I got a bunch of eggs and rocks and
no
shit.
No paintballs, so, rocks, nothing
oh,
like
that's
that.
Too modern. No, we were good-hearted kids. We're just going to use maybe some soap on the car to you, right? On the window and soap.
Throw their pumpkin through their window and run.
Yeah.
No, you smash the pumpkin.
You were losing black points.
Well,
before we go down this rabbit hole, this story is good.
Okay, let's hear it.
Fanny Plate, right? Spelt N-O-T space S-E-E. What does that spell, kids?
No T's?
No.
What? Wow. Seriously?
Well, I was,
Brian, you really got work on your reading.
No, but I was trying to get like the non-obvious one.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Can you please repeat that? I was too busy trying to get another beverage.
N-O-T S-E-E.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? It's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. You're quicker than the California DMV. Oh,
I see all the wheels turning.
Hugo Boss.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Nazi uniforms.
The California Department of Motor Vehicles has recalled a Vanny license plate that reads, not C.
How do they know it's not just a blind driver, huh?
I was to ask you why.
Yeah, really? You come across a lot of those.
Right? What if it's a Hispanic driver and he's not good?
I will get to you.
He's got his walking stick out the window, just smacking cars as he goes by.
Well, take a look at that picture.
Oh, that picture kind of gives it away now.
Oh, with the giant swastika on top? Yeah.
Let me see.
That'll do it.
Okay, it gets better. So,
does it?
No. So after the school bus driver ordered it turned out to be a Nazi. Yes, the man who ordered the Nazi license plate
works with kids.
He's a bus driver?
What? He's a school bus driver.
Even better.
The plate was canceled after a photo of the plate, which is positioned on the man's private vehicle just below a very Nazi swastika.
How could it be a very Nazi swastika?
Because the swastika's originally...
It wasn't one of those rainbow
it's
swastikas.
A symbol of power.
One of those Care Bear swastikas. Yeah. Hate!
While funny and accurate, my dear, Mike and I know that he knows it's a symbol of power. I know it's a symbol of luck. It's actually origins is from India.
Yeah, I get it. But the Nazis in the 30s really ruined it for all of us.
Well, when they made it with the red background and the white halo and the black middle, that kind of says
Nazi. I don't think it's the color scheme that gets anybody.
Yeah.
Color scheme.
Pete, I can tell you that at Quiznos, that's not allowed.
Oh, I can imagine. But at my workplace, it is. I have a little story if you guys want to see how you would react to this.
It's allowed?
I took a photo. I work for Indian gentlemen.
Okay. They don't understand
when I say Indian
Nazis
gentlemen,
the way we do.
I say they came from India. They grew up in India.
Yeah.
And they're superstitious. And I show up to work the other day, and they had taken copy toner, red copy toner, and written Indian symbols all over the place on all the machines. I don't know if this is a superstitious
thing.
Creepy. It's a superstitious thing.
So then I get to my desk, and I'm going to show this picture before we announce what that actually is. Right, there you go.
Oh,
that's on my desk.
That's nice.
See, what you should have done is drawn a magic lamp on their desk.
What would you...
And been like, this is just an oil lamp. What are you talking about?
For the listener's sake, big old red swastika on my desk. Now, my last name is Berg. I'm not Jewish, but it can be constrained that way. I take offense?
No, because as someone who hangs out with a lot of Indian...
Now, don't get me wrong. I know what the difference of the reverse of the sides are, right?
Nothing.
It's
almost.
I don't think there is a reverse.
I thought it's a different direction. Yeah, like, nothing. One goes clockwise, the other goes counterclockwise.
The Nazis just did whatever the fuck they wanted with that symbol.
That's why they were Nazis.
I'm just saying.
In addition to that, in India, the expression of "you're such a Hitler" or whatever is construed as completely different as what it is.
Sorry. What the hell is their version?
Actually,
of that
is facing the exact same way as the Nazi one.
Yeah, they think Hitler means that you're really uptight and you're a control freak. They don't realize that
a little bit
murdered millions of people.
They're kind of leaving out a big part.
What about their rendition of "you're such an Adolf"?
There was actually a clothing store about 2 years ago. There was a clothing store that opened up in India that was called Hitler. And cause a big international uproar. And that's where I found out from my Indian friends that they understand the term Hitler in India to be different from how we understand it.
But they didn't fight in that war, Mike. They have no idea what happened.
Put yourself in my position. You walk into work and that's drawn on your desk. What do you do?
Well, if I see a burning cross on my desk at work, I'm going to go, "What? Really?
You take a step back, right?
Yeah, really?
You'd be like, should I go? Is this a message?
Should I call Jesse Jackson?
Am I fired?
I'm not a history buff, but I do believe it was a world war. I think India should have known a little bit about it. How can they be totally oblivious?
They were definitely in that.
You know what?
Working at Quiznos, I know that they were definitely in that.
that Hitler store... They opened it, and the employees were wearing Nazi uniforms.
No.
Goose step in their way
for the opening.
Did they have brown shirts or
I think
SS?
One of them did.
The black lightning bolt one.
It was a little...
Oh, SS, that's even worse.
Yeah, they had some SS.
Ah, no.
Those are some kick-ass uniforms.
That's upsetting in a lot of ways.
I can't believe you're missing that drop.
I put it
before. He played it before.
But here, I'll play this one for you.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to town?
Yeah, it's back the way you came.
It's your favorite drop.
I mean, how many times did you talk about Nazi uniforms, though?
I played it before. He played it. We were talking about it one more time so we can all
just
hear
a little
it.
More.
Oh, my God. Yes, those Nazi uniforms.
Hugo Boss.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
We walked by a Hugo Boss store the other day. And did that quote.
I don't think anyone can really claim ignorance on the whole Hitler swastika thing, though.
They just understand it differently.
How do they understand it differently?
Later. Back to my story.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's hear the rest of this.
Okay. So this thing got picked up by the local news. So after a phone call to the DMV, the DMV, like, learned about the whole... Oh, it was a BMW. I have to add that. It was a BMW. Oh, nice. The school bus driver was driving a BMW.
Which is owned by Volkswagen.
it attached belonged to Kearney Mesa resident Sean Calpito. That's spelled Sean. S-H-A-W-N.
Swastika on.
C-A-L-P-I-T-O. A driver for the San Diego Unified School District. Since the news of the plate went public, Calpito has been suspended from his job and placed on paid leave pending investigation, which, by the way, I think is un-American. But we'll
I really don't
that.
Think he should got suspended from his job for being a dickhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, come on.
This is America.
Just because his personal beliefs are retarded.
But he's shepherding kids around.
But not in the
you hired
bus
him.
With a Nazi thing on it.
But he's still a Nazi.
Look, does he kick black kids and Jews off the bus?
All right, regardless, like, you hired the man. Like, you didn't see the license plate when he drove up?
But I mean,
the little Hitler
stuff. All it takes is one time of him missing the Goldberg kid on the corner, and he's
well,
in
now.
Trouble.
Look, also,
now he's on probation.
Michael Jordan has been rocking the Hitler stash for years, and he's still doing Hanes commercials.
He's Michael Jordan. We have a different standard for these sports assholes.
Number 23 can do whatever he wants.
Could he goose-step his way into one of those commercials?
Possibly.
Okay, can I get to the next point in the story that I love?
Sure. You goose that?
Okay, so civil rights attorney Jim McElroy says, this one is so subtle that without the other symbol, meaning that the license plate is so subtle that without the swastika above it, there's no way for someone regulating this to realize this is supporting Nazis.
I mean...
Nazi wasn't obvious enough for you.
On top of that, there was the Nazi flag.
No.
I'm saying without that, you
with
wouldn't...
With the DMV, when the DMV issued it, it's not like they saw that, like, oh, I'm going to put it right below my Nazi
but there, swastika. They had two options, Nazis and blind guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Neither's very good.
Neither of them should be behind a wheel in America.
Ooh, I'm going to hog tie that varmint.
The fuck right. was that one?
Next.
Next that was, is what? My...
That was like a, you know, a racist Southern guy.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Julian has been excited about this one all day.
Oh, God. The next one, because I am a former librarian and also a former still quasi-editor. I love this one. It's called 50 Shades of Grey Has Herpes.
Oh, I read this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, that varmint.
Terrible.
You said it with the prospector voice.
Oh, God, darn it. My assets are burning.
You should probably think twice before borrowing erotica from your local public library. That really deserves like a one to grow on kind of sound effect, but whatever.
Well, I guess.
How's this?
Ew.
Who the hell is borrowing erotica from the library? Okay, anyway.
I just download porn in the library. That's
for awesome. The obvious reasons, but also because... Belgian scientists recently found a library copy of 50 Shades of Grey bearing trace amounts of herpes.
I'm really glad that the Belgian scientists are really fucking using their efforts in the right direction.
Cancer's cured, right, guys?
All right, guys. We need to get some copies of 50 Shades of Grey from the library. We got to see how fucking many STDs they have.
Well, I like to point that out. This is larger than you think it is. This is not an isolated incident, and it gets better.
Okay.
The experiment was just for fun diversion. A bacterial scientist and toxicologist teamed up recently to analyze the 10 most barred books from the Antwerp Library, including everyone's favorite sexy Twilight ripoff.
I mean, you could tell that the books have been used when they smell like the docks.
and the pages stick together.
Like, Jesus Christ. Man. Like, what,
not every girl's a squirter.
Got a fish on this book? What the hell?
I'm glad you went over that one. Thank you.
Right.
The first surprise, they found small amounts of cocaine. As well, and
as you do. As you do.
Like
50
you
Shades
would.
Of White, baby.
That is fantastic.
Actually, it wasn't. The cocaine was not found in 50 Shades of Grey, and they did not publish the other 10 top 10 books. But like
with cocaine residue on?
Do you want to guess what the other. Like,
number,
let's just guess.
Number two was Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Probably.
I was going to say Goblet of Fire, but fair enough.
The first person to take the book out was obviously Dr. Roxo.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Cocaine!
Green Eggs and Ham was number one on that list.
Well, in all 10 of the most popular like books that get checked out of this library featured Coke as a supporting player. And though the researchers assure their audience that there wasn't enough given substance to give them give readers a contact high, it would most certainly cause them to fail a drug test.
Ooh, that's rough.
The book? Reading it?
Touching the pages, absorbing in your skin. Enough pages, enough touching. You've got cocaine in your system.
Yeah, hear that, kid. Stay away from the library.
I got to say, this book's total shit, but I feel great.
I don't know about you guys, but nothing makes me want to read like fucking cocaine. I know that when I do like bumps of coke, I just need a fucking book.
Give me a dictionary,
I
damn it.
I need some type of book.
Yeah, man, you used to do a bubble. You used to do a fat rail of coke. It's quick read, man.
Yeah.
Well,
have you guys read War and Peace? Quick read, quick read. Really good, really good. I gotta take a shit. Hold on.
War and Punishment. I read it like too many an hour, Cheetos. An hour. Tale of Two Cities. 3 minutes. The herpes found in ELD.
The best segue. The herpes found.
Fine. The herpes found in E.L. James' masterpiece and one other book was also not enough to get future readers sick, but it was definitely enough to gross them out a little. So
I didn't want to know!
It's like when you go into a fucking library in Belgium, you gotta wear one of those, like, little sick masks, like the doctor masks. Like
the bird flus around. Yeah,
it's like rubber gloves. Like, you know what? Safe. I'll just buy it.
Get a hazmat suit.
They put the books in the box with the gloves attached to it.
Thank you. Exactly.
The biohazard symbol on it. Like the whole, when you enter the library, it's like, you're going to get sick.
You bring us to the next point. So stay safe, kids. The next time you pick up a masturbatory tome, invest a little in your own copy. That way, your herpes can stay your herpes.
I mean,
oh, I just got a mental image of somebody reading that thing.
Yeah.
If right? I got herpes from a book, man, it's just like a double burn. It's like, you gotta be kidding me.
I took the time to read, and now I have STD. Like, really? Really?
All those regretful skanks at the pub and fucking a book.
My dick like beat all those skanks.
You know, like, Jesus.
My dick beat all those skanks, and I lost to a book. Oh, man.
Couldn't you say the same thing about a dollar, though?
Yes,
who rubs
could.
A, like, who yeah. rubs their dick with a dollar?
Oh, do you
but I bet there's way more coke on the dollar. Strippers?
There was a study about cocaine in dollars, and then it went to strippers in single dollar bills and herpes.
In the 80s in Miami, you couldn't even pick up a bill without having coke residue. Yeah. That's actually a fact. It was on Cocaine Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. It was also in Scarface.
He was in the 80s, though. I'm talking about, like, all right, whatever, yeah.
All right, what's the next story? You got anything else for us?
I'm all done.
All right. You guys know what time that is.
Uh-oh.
Let's do it.
Stupid people.
All right. We're going to breeze through this again. We got a lot to get to, but we got some good stuff here. And Brian, just be ready. We got a good person coming up soon, too.
Mm. What?
All right.
I got something for that, too.
No such thing.
Oh, you got one, too?
No. I've got a little soundbite for that.
Of course. Always prepared, Lou.
Thank you.
All right. First headline makes me laugh right off the bat. Man arrested for impersonating a cop to get discount on donuts.
I knew you'd pick up on that. That's why I didn't even submit it.
Fantastic.
So who wants to put money on where this took place?
Florida.
Yeah. I already know it, so I can't. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Actually, both right on both counts. Florida had a Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice. The way he did it was masterful, though. Please, go into more detail.
Okay. Pasco County, Florida. A 48-year-old man, Charles Chuck Barry.
Wait, pause. Pasco County, that's the same county as the honor roll story.
Oh, wow, they're on fire.
Pasco County!
Pasco County for the win.
What, like his name is Chuck Barry?
Chuck
not,
Barry.
Not Chuck Barry. No, it's not that Chuck Barry.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
No, that guy did a whole lot of other things.
They feel strongly,
it's your cousin, they feel strongly, Marvin Barry.
Marvin Barry.
They feel strongly about their education and their donuts.
Well, this guy drove through a drive-thru at a Dunkin' Donuts and tried to pass himself off as a cop. Trying to get a free donut, apparently.
Just one?
That doesn't specify how many donuts.
I mean, it's not worth the felony for a 75-cent discount.
It's like, all for a bear claw.
Just, like, if you're getting, like, a ton of donuts, you're like, all right. I mean, it might be worth the misdemeanor felony you're getting.
Well, the clerk instantly noticed some foul play, so the guy waved a gun. And going, see? Cop! I'm a cop!
It was in a holster.
In a holster still, but he's pointing.
He's like, yo, I'm a cop.
Exactly.
I get some donuts.
Yeah, because I know that, If I was a police officer, my first instinct wouldn't be to show my badge.
He just peace. Yeah.
Yo, I'm Karen. Can I get a discount on those Boston cream donuts you got over there?
At this point, isn't it just robbery?
I want to.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to read the rest of this.
Wait, I want to think that he's in one of those like drugstore like cowboy like sheriff's badges with the guns on the side. Like
it's actually a woman's Halloween costume. It says hot cop across the top.
Really?
Officer badge number 69.
Does it?
No, but that'd be great. Wouldn't it?
Oh, I thought you were serious. That would have been fucking amazing.
It's made of leather.
See, improving the story. Yeah. Right. I'm going to just read this verbatim because it's easier.
Here you go.
Okay. Smelling a rat, the clerk refused. Drawing ire from the hungry impersonator who allegedly held up a gun, still in its holster, and said, "See, I'm a cop." Convincing, no? Strangely enough,
I'm a cop!
Barry returned the next day to the drive-thru where the manager took down his license plate tag. On November 12th, surveillance was set up at Dunkin' Donuts in a risky sting operation. Yeah, risky?
How is it a sting? Just arrest the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you're not a cop.
It's a donut. Wait.
It's a donut.
We're taking the time to set up a sting operation.
Over a donut? Yeah. Is this what we fucking pay for? This
no wonder there's like, so much crime down there.
Is no one doing crystal
meth? No, because look, I've complained about cops a lot on here. I've had bad experiences with cops. But it's good to know when the donuts are threatened, there they are.
Yeah. That is a felony.
Unbelievable.
My wallet gets stolen. My car gets broken into. They do nothing. But the donuts are threatened.
Time
sting operation.
Time to protect the donuts.
What? Bravo.
Well done.
Wait. He was stealing
you.
Donuts?
Get him!
All right, we gotta get like 4 or 5 cars on this.
That's just un-American. Stealing donuts.
Long story short, they arrested him.
Right up there with a Nazi.
They got him because he had a fake badge on him. He had a gun, loaded 38 caliber revolver. And they got him on, false impersonation of a law enforcement officer.
Oh, you're about to go in like DMX did.
Improper exhibition of a firearm.
The illegal trafficking of pastries.
Oh, wait, he didn't even have like a 9mm, he had like a six shooter?
Yeah, and they got him for keistering munchkins.
Munchkins? Maybe his daughter.
I would like a bear claw and some of those munchkins.
Maybe his little girl had a birthday. You can't bring in your homemade cupcakes anymore. You've got munchkins.
No, but you could bring in $7 and get the goddamn shit.
I just had a birthday party. I spent like 25 bucks. I had like 1,000 munchkins in my house. Like uneatable, all of them. Like it's so cheap. It's just fried dough.
Wait, do you mean uneatable? There were munchkins.
I mean, like the amount of munchkins I had was like uneatable.
Okay,
like,
I was at said party. Where were the munchkins?
Where were these munchkins?
I probably ate them all.
Look, man, people might have ate them all. I don't know.
I took all the powdered ones. Like, I was going to look like I was doing coke. I had it all over my face. I had powder all over my face.
And then she went and read 50
Shades of Grey. So it's cool for you to do white face, but I can't do black face.
Exactly.
Wow. I have, visions of you at night going, come on, Jillian, let me do black face. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's like, come on, baby. Like, can you paint yourself white? I'll paint myself black. It's
no.
Totally fucking mind-blowing.
No, because...
Holy Paul,
because Ted Dancing and Whoopi Goldberg already proved that if you date a black girl, you can't do black.
Right, we're gonna get into this a little bit.
We're gonna try to
call Whoopi Goldberg a woman is like, come on,
ouch.
Oh,
all right. So what else do we love on this show except for Florida dick torture and people with horrible sexual fetishes? Here's David Truscott, the guy who gets off on rolling around naked in cow manure.
Whoa,
let him be. Like what?
That's his thing.
A man who has a habit of rolling around naked in cow manure has been transferred from a British mental hospital to a prison. 44-year-old man David Truscott has served 3 jail sentences as a result of his fetish. He has also admitted to threatening to kill a farmer and his family after they tried to ban him from going onto their land. I love the fact that they're British.
Rolling around. He's just...
I don't know why.
Pause. First of all, he just wants to roll around in the cow's manure. It's not like he's trying to screw the cow, which we've had to encounter in this show before, with people screwing their neighbor's horses.
But I would just...
Or pool
raft. Well, we had the guy who loved the pool raft. We had the guy who tried to fuck a bike.
Oh, no, he didn't try. He succeeded.
He succeeded.
However, but put yourself in this farmer's position. You go outside.
Just
you
roll
your,
around and...
You have your morning cup of coffee. You're sitting on your porch. I'm assuming they have a porch.
And it's
sitting in a rocking chair, maybe about to whittle. Uh-huh. And then here comes fucking Winston. rolling this fat, naked fuck rolling all over your grass.
Yeah, like this.
Like, do you need to see that?
I hate that sound like so much.
So the farmer just walks.
Makes my skin crawl.
So the farmer just walks up and he's just like, on this farm I had a EI, ooh!
Nice.
My mic's buzzing.
That would have been a great hashtag.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I wasted it.
No, you can still use it. I've used them before.
If we go to the hashtag game, my hashtag is E-I-E-I-U.
We're just going to call you the winner right there.
Yeah, E-I-E-I-U.
But it's British, so you'd imagine he's kind of polite about it.
E-I-E-I-U.
Excuse me.
Oi, oi.
Jeffy, sorry. I hope you don't mind. I see you got some cows back there. I got a very bizarre thing I like to do with him. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to drop my knickers. I'm going to roll around, and I hope that you don't.
To be honest, if I was the...
Thank you very much.
And we are done. Thank you very much. I'm a shower now.
What if he was like an irate hooligan?
Oi, that!
He's just like screaming, I'm gonna roll around in his shit!
Oi, Waka!
You can do!
Let's go, Man U! I mean, realistically.
He's rolling around Manchester, England, England.
I don't know, if I walked up to that, I was a farmer, I'd just be like, I mean, hey man, whatever gets you off, brother. I mean, like, it's just fucking poo. Like,
but the problem is.
Do you?
Problem is, he threatened the guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And his family. He threatened their lives.
So the only thing that would change is he'd be a knocked out guy in some boo. Like, I mean,
he'd have a pitchfork through his stomach.
But while he did it, did he scream out, Liverpool, you never walk alone! And like, proceed to rolling cow shit.
Well, I think this whole thing is summed up nicely by his lawyer's quote, who said,
Reginald,
I'm
I
not
disagree.
Taking the case.
Whose name is... His former attorney, Michael Melville Shreve, told the court in 2005 that his client is, quote, a sad, isolated, peculiar man with peculiar habits who definitely, quote, needed help.
Now, I've never seen, like, a British courtroom. I imagine they still
wear wigs. Powdered wigs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you seen Parliament? It's the greatest thing. They still go at it with each other. Oh, that's yeah. Right, cunts from Manchester over there. Doesn't know shit from shit.
The British House of Commons is better than SNL.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love watching that shit.
But we still agree that...
UK.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Will we not agree that Oasis is the greatest band in all the world?
All right. Is there another one?
Yeah, there's one more, and this comes to us from what's his name, Lou?
Roger.
Roger, a
the
listener.
Fan.
Thank you, fan.
The fan.
The fan.
The guy. The you know that guy who's been listening to this?
The only guy.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah, that guy you were talking about.
Right. I was gonna say we'd have two fans, but I'm pretty sure Courtney stopped listening.
No, for for a second I thought she meant the black guy who loves Blue Movie.
Oh no, not that.
Like that's the fan to me, bro. Like he stakes out the Blue Movie. Booth every year.
That guy's a deviant, though.
Yeah. Wait, can you guys meow their that one song that was playing off to that one
meow.
I love That's it.
4 days.
I love it.
Four fucking days.
It was a good song, though. It is a good song.
And we still don't know the words to it.
It was a roller coaster ride.
All right. So we've all heard of Rob Ford at this point. Anybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Toronto mayor. Lou, would you play the soundbite, which was requested?
Here it is.
And the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
That's a press conference. I love this guy. This guy is my favorite person ever.
Canada in a completely different light now.
But notice, he's Canadian. He said thank you at the end.
Yeah.
He was very polite about it.
Very polite about it.
I didn't think that Canadians did that because they'd have the Christmas Carol effect. Get stuck on the pole.
Ice cold pussy.
Making a cold joke. Okay, guys.
They're French by descent. French and English. They do it all day every day.
They also put maple syrup on it.
Yeah.
Oh, in case you didn't hear it, I'll...
And where else can you see a girl strip down to her pelt?
To a pelt. If you missed that whole thing, he says, Olivia Gondak, I've never said that to her... Olivia Gondak says, I wanted to eat her pussy. I never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
You forgot eh?
Eh?
And then going... Alrighty.
Stop with that!
And then
fucking skeevy.
I feel like you should go immediately into the Canadian national anthem after that.
Oh yeah, oh Canada,
our home and native land.
They considered him not guilty, and they all went to Tim Hortons.
We'll go get some tin bits. Got plenty to eat there, eh?
You eat that jelly donut, sir?
I can't believe this man still has a job.
Yeah, right.
Why are you
everything that comes out
French
about him
Canadian?
Is funnier than the last thing?
He's like, I'm an alcoholic, but I don't have a problem. Like, what?
So what? Crack, cocaine, yeah, prostitutes.
Like, is it my fault that whiskey goes great with maple syrup? No.
What was that one? What was that one American DC mayor, Marion Barry?
Marion Barry.
He DC? Yeah. cocaine.
He got reelected.
Crack,
after
he got reelected.
Prostitutes. He was filmed in a hotel room, blowing coke and having sex with a prostitute.
It wasn't even like, the Mayflower.
Four more years.
He wasn't even caught in the Mayflower, which is where every self-respecting politician gets caught in D.C. with a prostitute. It's the Mayflower.
It's a hotel.
It's a hotel. It's called Mayflower.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to say that he was.
If you ever need a hooker, Brian.
Oh, Mayflower. Yeah, I mean, this is the place to go.
All right. Well,
for your waspy fucking trysts.
Right. Mayflower material, I presume.
Let's talk about someone good. Let's do the best around. Get this.
No doubt. You're the best
around. Never's gonna ever keep you down. Occasionally, we get tired of talking about these scumbags. So, we're going to talk about someone nice for a change. And in this story, it's a two-parter. It's the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
And it's San Francisco.
This story
made me. Weep like a child.
I'm going to cry. All right.
I'm going to cry
when you say it now.
Five-year-old boy, Miles, suffering from leukemia. Make-A-Wish Foundation is granting his wish to make him Batman. They turned the entire city into Gotham and took this kid on a joyride in the Batmobile, which somebody fucking donated their Lamborghini and put a big bat symbol on it, let him rescue a damsel.
Was it Bruce Wayne?
I like to think so. He rescued the damsel in distress. He beat the bad guys. He got a key to the city. This is amazing.
I think he also defused a bomb.
He defused a bomb.
Yeah. Was it a real bomb?
He got lunch.
Yes, it was.
At a burger joint.
Yes, it was.
I mean, that was the highlight of the day.
My only complaint, why would you pick the Penguin as the bad guy?
Wait, did he get a boy
He only
wonder?
Had portly dudes.
I know.
Wasn't the
Riddler
was in it, but
they called
him
something else?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. The Puzzler. Yes, the Puzzler. They called him the Puzzler. Oh my gosh, you were Make-A-Wish.
Instead of the Riddler, it was that guy that can get you tax refunds, you know what I'm talking about?
The president actually.
Oh, the guy on the commercial.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what you saying?
No, I said the president. There's a video of the president congratulating him.
Yeah, how cool is this? Aww. And the best news about this thing, he's been battling this since he was like 2 years old. He's in remission, and his last chemo was back in June. He's doing good, so...
Yeah, hey, hopefully, man. Well, fucking stay strong, my friend.
So, once again, Batman saves the day. Well, Batkid. So,
Batkid.
Good on Batkid.
Did you get a boy wonder?
Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
I've never heard that one before.
I like that.
Heartwarming. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, you know, you always hear about these things, but no one ever thinks big. This kid thought big.
Yeah.
He just wanted to be Batman for a day. The town thought big.
Just saying, it's like the
heartwarming.
I want to meet The Rock, Tooth Fairy Johnson. No, it's good. I'm
hurting Dwayne
be,
right there.
It's like, I want to be Batman and take
Don't talk about The Rock like that. Don't bring up the...
I didn't say he was bad.
But he has a point. This kid was like, I don't want to meet somebody. I want to take down a bad guy.
But the heartwarming thing about it...
metropolitan city.
The big nice part about it was that the whole city turned out.
Yeah, there was like 12,000 or over 12,000 people that volunteered.
I love that.
And gave money.
A little known story was that he was actually upset. What he meant was he wanted to chew out a fucking key grip and just be like, oh, good for you.
His real hero is Christian Bale.
You say the word, there's assholes.
Meet me here, dubbed professionally.
I wanted to be a dickhead cool to somebody.
I love when he backtracked in that. Oh, you're a cool dude, but we're done professionally.
Oh, we're done professionally, though. It's like, I'm just holding a boom, my guy. Like, we can get over it.
Right. What do you guys want to do now? What segment do you want to do? We have, as promised last week, we're going to delve into Brian and Jillian's relationship
a little bit.
I should just go with that, and we'll do that first. Let's do that.
You want to do that first?
And I appreciate that I have, like, another female here, either check me or support me.
That's why it's a perfect week. We got a demographic, varieties of demographics. We're not going to choose sides. We're here to help you. After last week's episode, there was a lot of hostility after the Black Off.
There was. Mm-hmm.
And we want to get to
that
the heart
of it. That was the least amount of hostility we've ever had.
Specifically,
actually.
Don't touch me.
I believe that's a quote.
That's a quote. Don't touch me.
He did get some this week. He did.
That's... I like you, and I want you.
I believe that was one of the questions.
He started without I like you and I want you.
So how do you want to start it, Mike? You want to do a little of the newlywed style game, or you want to jump right into question and answers? How are you feeling about this?
Let's do question and answer.
Okay.
And then we'll just, you know.
Do I need to write now?
We'll do what we
got
to do.
Am I writing right now? Right.
Now, I just want you guys to remember, we love you and we're here for you. And we're here to get to the bottom of
this. I have a wine bottle in my hand. I'll break it. I'll stab you with it in a minute.
I'm taking that away from you.
Reminder. This is supposed to bring you guys closer together.
By separating us.
Thank you, Dr. Weinstein.
You're welcome.
Do they need some kind of a theme song for this? Or?
Do you have anything that you can
pot. Yeah, I got something for just the occasion.
Possibly.
If that's the same song from the intro, I swear to God.
It is.
I've been aware of this song for 2 hours and I already can't stand
it. All right.
You can't trust this guy with anything.
You really can't. All right, Mikey, you got some questions. Lou, you got some music.
Let's see what I can come
can't
up with.
Can't play TV on the radio anytime will do. Could you? No. No, that's actually
absolutely
our song.
Absolutely not.
Or Dashboard Confessional.
We're so absolutely professional here.
Absolutely not. That was going to be our wedding song.
Okay, wait.
He's got one. Yeah. He's got one.
Well, looking at the other side of the table while we do this, see somebody's unhappy relationship with a Daryl Dixon doll. He is in your booth. He looks very happy there.
He's cozy. This is amazing.
All right. Play a little.
You're playing this right.
Tune it down a little bit. There we go. Ambiance.
There you go.
All right. Mike, you've prepared some stuff?
I have. I have some things prepared. Okay.
Am I writing now?
So first thing I'm going to do, all right, I'm going to ask you guys some questions, but I want you to answer as if you were the other person.
Okay. Oh, I'm Brian.
This question, you're Brian.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
If you do that British voice, I'll slap you.
It's going
to
happen.
Some of these things are going to be to test how well you know each other. Mm-hmm. And some of them are going to test if, you know, you're selfless.
Okay.
Things like that. So, question number one. Okay.
Yes.
Can you remember what the first impression was?
Oh, when I met him?
When you guys first met.
I've told him. Well, completely.
Wait.
You're going to write it down. And then we're gonna say these together. Okay. This is counseling. Today
it's a safe place.
This is a safe.
No, am I answering for her or am I answering for me?
Well, you're answering for her. She's answering for you. This is a nest of safety.
Yeah. What do you think she's going to say here?
Yes.
What I think she's going
to
say?
Oh, do I need to write
am I misunderstanding?
You're misunderstanding.
I'm misunderstanding. Okay, don't listen to me.
Let's listen here, okay? Okay. You're going to pretend you're him, and he's going to pretend that you're her. Okay. So, what was the first impression?
No peeking.
Who's got it?
I'm not even reading it. Like,
not even. He's not even.
I already wrote it. I'm done.
Already knows.
Okay. We asked for a word.
One word?
What word?
I got three
maybe
words.
Maybe a couple words?
Maybe a sentence?
I got three words.
Jillian's writing a novel.
Not looking for...
All right, Jillian, so go.
I'm ready. I got it.
Go ahead, Jillian. What do you got?
Big tits.
Big tits. That was the first impression that he had of you.
I got what her impression of me was?
No, of what of what you thought of me. I'm thinking like you.
Oh, so your impression...
What she thought of you.
Yeah.
What you thought of me.
Did you write big tits too? Is that what we're doing?
No, I thought I was writing my impression, and I had black chick check mark.
Dead Guido check mark.
Okay, this is going exactly as I thought it would.
Yeah.
Okay, second question.
What? Is there going to be a point gauge for this?
No.
We're working through issues.
There is no winner here. This is to work over the shit that happened during the black off.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Now, that was between her blackness and Lou. Like, that's not really part of me.
Yeah, well, now you got to step in
now,
and
now I want
heal
you guys, you're going to answer as yourselves now.
All right.
Okay.
During your first kiss, what were you thinking?
Now answering with myself?
As yourself.
What were you thinking?
Yourselves. What were you thinking the first time you guys kissed?
That's your answer?
Black chip check mark.
Is that your real answer?
Yeah.
God.
Well, I was supposed to answer as you last time. I didn't really get that.
All right. That was you?
Yeah.
God, I'm drunk.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Bravo.
Okay. Well done. Okay.
We're getting some insight.
Mm. All
right. This next question.
It was St. Patrick's Day. It was a pub crawl.
St. Patty's
Day. He was drunk, too.
This next question is specifically for Brian.
Mm-hmm.
As of last week, how does it feel that you're no longer dating a black chick?
My mom would be relieved, I'll tell you that.
It's true. It's very true.
My Italian mother.
Who wants blonde-haired, blue-eyed granddaughters?
Specifically, she told you that. She's like, you know...
First time I met her!
I don't really like the fact that I don't even have that option.
I told her, I can help you with the blue eyes. That runs in my family with blonde hair. She's going to have to go to, like, L'Oreal or
Bachelor's
something
like not
that.
Really so much, but...
Frederick Pakai is going to have to help her with that shit.
All right, Jillian. All right, Tom. Next one.
Jillian, this question is specifically for you.
How big is it?
How do you describe Brian to other people?
And then that other question that you just said.
Yes.
I describe him as a kind-hearted, generous individual who lacks ambition, but is getting there.
That's what my mom says about me.
You have no idea about somebody lacking ambition.
I've talked to you now. I get it now. I have perspective. I have perspective now.
You're an emotional fucking cripple.
That's really what you tell people?
But no, it's the gist of it. But
we're trying to be funny as well.
But recently he met a bunch of my girlfriends in my sorority and junior league and stuff like that, and they were all so excited to meet him because I talk about him so much. He's literally my world. Anytime anyone talks about outside my other stuff, it's Brian. That's all I talk about is Brian. Brian this, Brian that, Brian that. My friends actually, when I first started dating him, said, "All right, Jillian, that's enough. You hit your limit. You can't talk about Brian anymore." Mm. So I literally talk about him all the time.
I would kill for her. Please let me kill for you.
Well said.
Simpsons?
Come on. Yeah. I got you.
Next question.
Let's do it.
Okay. You're going to write this down.
Okay.
All right. I don't want you guys to know each other's answer yet.
So I have to write her answer or my answer?
Your answer.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now.
Shop charging.
Hypothetically speaking. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you cease to exist as a being.
Okay.
And only existed as your significant other's right arm, would you pleasure that person, knowing that you can feel nothing from it?
Oh, the humanity!
Okay, in the interest of being funny,
let's
I have
see
response.
What do we got.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play a hate. Like what?
Okay,
sure. I said sure.
Sure. Begrudging. But
abbreviation.
Okay.
No, not begrudging at all.
Abbreviation. Yes. How's that different from every other time we have sex?
Oh, my
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm usually drunk, in his defense.
Well,
Stone sober. It really doesn't matter to me so much.
I can say here that you guys are selfless. And that is a good trait to have.
I ain't going to hate on her game, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. Way
to get me off this week, baby. Good job, pound that.
Yay!
I can't.
If you need this right hand to not feel anything in finger pop, I'm there for you.
All right, we'll have to train it, though, a little bit better. You're a little aggressive.
Pete, do you have any questions you'd like to add to this?
No, I'm enjoying this.
You're enjoying it. What about
next.
I got seriously lost, though, in the whole hypotheticalness of that question.
Oh, yeah.
And
literally wasn't hypothetical. It was like a yes or no answer.
No, but it was like, if you were... Your physical body was dispersed into the ether and you became your lover's right hand.
That's right.
I think that was the concept of the movie The Fountain. I have no idea what that movie is.
But I feel like...
It was very fucking visually nice, but it's super complicated.
For women, that's an unfair question because we'll automatically answer this because...
What else are you going to do?
Depending on who you are, like 50, maybe 75% chance time, you don't come. It's that rare occasion, 25% time where it's all the planets align and you come with your partner. On your own, though. You're on point.
I'm not that great.
You're fine, honey. You're fine.
Jillian, I'm glad you brought this up.
Yes.
Okay? Speaking of climaxing.
Yes.
The first time that you climaxed with your significant other.
Do we need a time?
What was the one word that popped into your head?
He heard it. He heard it. The first time we had sex, I was the dirtiest woman on the planet. I was saying everything out loud. I didn't know if it was the first time or the last time we were going to have sex. So I just went for it.
And what was that word that you were using?
I don't know. Do you remember? It was probably a lot of the F-bomb.
I think you were like...
What did you say, nigga?
No, I did not say that word. I did not say that word.
I think I got it. It was probably...
A little of that.
Oh, my.
Well, Brian, did you answer?
At the end.
I had to answer that?
Yes, you have to answer.
I thought it was just for her.
No, it was for both of you.
No, it's for both of us.
So wait, what was the question for me?
First time you came, what was your thought?
One word came into your head.
Business as usual. Like, I don't know. What am I going to say? Like, it's not that.
Oh, my God. She's the one. No, I wasn't expecting that. Come on, something a little more poignant.
Yeah. Brian.
Black chick, check mark.
Oh, I was your first. That's sweet. I was your first.
It's rarely that the first thing you answer can answer all the questions.
Yeah. I don't know. I could say in my opinion that the relationship is kind of okay right now.
This seems solid.
This seems pretty solid. I was.
We were afraid this would go
worse.
Yeah, it was going to go one of two ways. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Did you thought this was going to go south?
No, we were worried.
They didn't know.
We were concerned we may unearth something.
Is that it? Was that the whole thing?
I have plenty more questions, but I think I'm going to give you guys the mic now.
Well, Lou, let's pick an issue for them.
Yeah.
Name one thing you guys fight about.
time that he spends with his boys versus the time he spends with me.
Okay, now in true therapy passion, you guys are going to have a conversation for us. And we call this role reversal.
Okay?
I want to hear some voices, too.
I want voices. Yeah. I want complete commitment to character.
Yeah.
All right? Brian, you're playing Jillian. You're upset that she's playing too many video games and hanging out with her boys. Mm-hmm. Well, she's you, I guess. Jillian, vice versa.
Okay, wait.
Now you have to defend the video games.
I have to think like him and justify what he
does. Are Brian right
now. And he has to see my point of view. Yeah. Now, get ready for a bad British accent and a bad dude accent.
When she says bad, she means amazing. Mm.
All right, you start, because you have to be complete.
Well, no, let Pete start us off. Oh,
okay. Remember, this is a nest of trust.
Nest of trust.
So let Pete
you're in
start
the circle.
Us. Pete's going to start us off, and he's going to point to one of us.
Okay. So, Jillian, let me set the scene. You're playing FIFA for the
800,000th
hour in a row.
Yes.
He's been on the headset. You've been on the headset the whole time. You're playing with Justin and all the other...
Yeah, Bundesliga, or whatever the hell they call it. Yeah, whatever.
Now,
it's the beautiful game.
Brian, you come in. You're Jillian.
Yeah, I actually played it. I know it.
You need some love. You need some attention. You have things you want to discuss. Go.
Brian, why do you keep playing this FIFA game? I have lots of interesting things I do in this city that you need to know about.
Babe, me and Justin are, gonna go for the cup now. And it's a make-believe video game. It's not real life, but it's totally fucking awesome.
That's not a bad Brian.
EJ's in it. EJ's in it now. Pete's watching for the city. We're all playing together. We're coming together.
That sounds excellent. You should hear what I did today. Blah, 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 blah.
Wait,
let me stop you there. Brian, I don't think you're being sensitive to the plight of Jillian here. I want you to relate to her. And continue.
Oh, at the Junior League is why I lost my black card.
Once again.
He's still not being sensitive.
Once again, I think we're missing the point here.
I'm sorry. All right.
You're seeing her side.
All right.
And go.
NC. Okay.
Ready? Lemon face. Lion face. Ah! Lemon face. Lion face. Ah! Go!
Fuck! Brian, don't you want to hear about everything I did today? I mean, I went to work and then hung out with these buffoons that you don't care about. And
fake Jillian's amazing.
And I have to tell you about it in intricate detail, otherwise you won't know!
Babe, I'm still clicking around in a fake game with my buffoons. Me and Justin!
I got that! Sounds great!
Okay, now, to kind of wrap it up, I want you guys to find a middle ground. Are you seeing through each other's eyes yet?
No!
I didn't think so. So, let's try it.
Yeah. Go. Brian, can you drive me places so I can buy wine?
Again.
No! I can buy forever! Okay, no. I'm gonna make it real right now. We'll see. I'm gonna guess a moment. Cause this is how I honestly feel sometimes. Jillian, can you cease to exist and just, go away?
Oh, no, it got real.
I will go away upstairs.
Wait. I think we found a resolution.
That is my resolution. But here's the honest resolution. I go way upstairs, then you eventually come up.
Oh, you're a character now. You're me.
Okay. All right. You go up there, and about, an hour, get ready, because I'm going to make you come.
No, you won't. I finally got there.
No, is it... I'll cease to drink more than 2 glasses of wine, and I'll be waiting. That's
you're doing yourself now. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's the key. Don't let me drink more than 2 glasses. Come up in an hour and do me, and I'll be fine.
This is revealing. What do you guys think?
Not a bad plan, though.
Mm-hmm. No,
2 glasses of wine, come up and do me. I could go with that.
Everybody exactly. wins. I think their relationship is stronger than we made it out to be in the beginning.
I have to concur with that.
He's just not aware that I'm, priming myself, Like a prize filly. You get the stud horse in front of you, and then they take that horse away and they slip in this other one that they want in you. You're that secondary horse. I chose you as my secondary horse, so I'm getting ready with whatever it is I need, and...
Can you imagine how that secondary horse feels? It gets dragged out of the stall for no reason at all, and fucking paraded out there... to fucking try to warm up some bitch that he doesn't care about.
No, he doesn't warm up. She's already warmed up. That's the thing you're missing. She's already warmed up. He just has to stick it in.
That's not right. What those horses are for. They're to warm up the chick for the real horse to get
no,
in.
No, no, I'm saying you're the real horse that has to get in.
Oh, well,
you're
I'm sorry for being horse. Very rude.
The warm-up horse is like Real Housewives, shopping catalogs like Tiffany's, Bloomingdale's.
Look, as for Saks. All for all guys.
Should we Thanks. Deduct black points at any
No,
point?
No, no, that's unfair.
It's Real Housewives say, of Atlanta.
I gotta say, for all men in general.
Oh, okay, we'll add some.
For all men You'll in get general, a point for that. I gotta say, fuck you, Annie Cone, you little... fag, like what the hell's wrong with you? Putting all this retarded TV on oh, I gotta hear about
first of all I'm proud that you at least struggled with that word for a minute.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but
and B, who the fuck is that?
Yeah,
Annie and Cohen is a dude
all those awful shows. Beep,
beep, beep, like beep. all the
he's
real
the, he's the reason why yeah. every girl thinks that their personal life is so interesting.
I don't watch it.
Well, respect to you.
Yeah.
Babe, we have tickets to that. You might want to calm down.
What are you
with
talking
about?
I have tickets to that.
We have tickets to
that. I didn't buy a ticket to that.
We're going to go to Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, no.
I am. Well, guys, I'm going to punch a gay guy. Going to be a hate crime, probably. Hey, Andy Cohen, nice TV you put on. Boom!
We're not going to Watch What Happens Live. I'm taking a girlfriend instead.
Well, thank God.
Excellent.
But when I get home,
I'm
better,
so
do
confused.
Me.
Well, I mean, come on. You ever watch those shows?
They're no, terrible. I'm single.
They are terrible.
It's like, imagine if like you just got a whole bunch of, not even women or men, just a bunch of people you don't care about together, and you just watch a day in their life, and they didn't do anything great.
Sounds like this
didn't
podcast.
Go to Six Flags or cure cancer. They just had brunch and talked about how much they hate the other people who aren't in the scene with them.
You know those people that when you're in the mall, you just want to punch them when they walk by?
You mean all of them?
That's 75% of the show. But every
but that, that,
there's another 25% of the show that's actually interesting.
No,
like,
no I don't agree okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I have to
Absolutely.
Say, just on that. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, I'm cool.
No, no offense to any of the women here, but I've said this many times, is the argument that you're making is the same one that every female coworker I have makes.
About
where it's
about
do you watch The Real Housewives or whatever? And no, I don't.
No, you don't ask.
I don't like those reality shows. Neither do I normally, but in this one, Tammy is crazy and she's so entertaining. They're all the same.
Basically,
shows.
What it is it's a bunch of people who have no problems.
And no,
wait. And because they have no problems, they have to create their own.
No,
problems.
Jacqueline's child has special needs. He's Down
that
syndrome.
That kid does not. Have fucking anything wrong with him.
He's gonna get up like, fake it.
I can tell you right now.
Acting. Thank ya.
From what I've studied and my Little position Nicholas. Over at Quiznos. Okay.
Little Nicholas is
Little Nicholas is fucking fine.
Well, that's a relief.
Okay?
Thank
the
you.
The problem is.
I can stop watching that one.
The problem is, I'm gonna tell you, because I watched this shit because of my fiance. They'll go up to the kid, and when the kid is like trying to figure out what's happening, they're spitting 50,000 fucking things in his face at once. That he doesn't know what to do.
Okay.
And that's his problem. Like, leave the fucking kid alone.
That makes me feel better.
Yes,
I'd
fine.
Be happy if that is
I
true.
I can tell you
I
right now,
that is true.
He's fine.
Which city is this?
This
New
is in
Jersey.
Jersey. And was he,
oh, you knew it! Was it?
I do know, because I watched
would,
this shit.
It would be the
you know
Jersey
what?
One that
it's
Mikey watched.
It's fucking Jersey.
Okay.
And on top of that, they locked this kid in a fucking room, right? Where they squeeze all the pressure out in a hyperbolic chamber, and he flips the fuck out. They're like, why is he flipping out? Because he locked him in a fucking room. That's why.
I've never seen him this far.
It's
enough.
Ridiculous. And
yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why I live for Quiznos.
Hell yeah.
I want to yell out funny words.
By the way, I like to point out.
I like you and him.
That shows that Mikey watched at least an episode of
oh,
Real Housewives.
Oh, I don't deny it. I don't deny it because See? My fiance lives for that fucking shit.
Hey, wow. Man.
I can't escape that shit.
I have to have my girl card
It's terrible.
Revoked. I'm watching
no,
anything.
That's fine.
No, no,
so
you get bonus points.
You get bonus
human
points.
I made it.
Because
I
like when zombies' heads get crushed in trunks of cars at 9 o'clock at night.
Who doesn't?
All right.
Because I end up dreaming about protecting my little sister all night. I wake up for work the next day and I'm fucking exhausted. That's the
okay.
only reason why I don't watch
I'm
it.
Very much done with Real Housewife talk.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I stopped watching for a year. I don't need to talk about it. I just start watching.
So are we done with that?
I think that'll do. I think we learned something today.
That'll do, Pig.
How is our relationship?
Fair to middling. Anybody disagree?
I'd say better than most.
It's pretty solid. It's pretty solid. You guys have some unresolved reality show issues.
Yes.
But I aside don't make from, him watch them. I would never, ever in my life.
He's about to commit a hate crime.
There is definitely some.
It has nothing to do with her. I hate him for him.
Oh. And you guys are fine.
You made me watch SportsCenter all the fucking time.
Because
I actually understood
sports. No, I only made her watch SportsCenter because, one, she can't watch a show that she can get into when we go to sleep. Two, nothing scary. And then three, it was like she was getting all upset because like I was watching stuff that she was going to watch. So I was like, she wasn't going to watch SportsCenter. So like by
here's an idea. Turn off the fucking TV and
turn
on the radio.
I'm from the generation.
Hey guys, we just gave you guys a good like solid rating on your relationship.
I'm trying to ruin it. Come on now.
You might want to stop bickering at this point.
All right.
There's definitely some unresolved FIFA issues.
The FIFA. I feel the FIFA needs to be addressed.
You need to address FIFA and TV on.
It's the beautiful game.
To be fair, I only hang out with these two, and I want to throw that fucking FIFA game out a window.
I can say from experience that FIFA can ruin your day.
Yes.
I agree.
For real?
It can.
It is the worst thing I've ever seen.
No, it's prevented you from getting laid all year.
What I'm saying is there have been times where I have played FIFA and lost before like work. And it ruined my day.
And what I'm saying is soccer is boring in real life, so fake soccer
is even worse. Not going to have this conversation right now.
I'm just going to say that Xbox and PlayStation are cock-blocking us.
If for more of this conversation, listen to the A-Squad podcast where we talk about video games. Okay, ready to move on?
Fair enough.
Let's move on. Brian, I believe you had a little thing now.
All right. Well, last week we did...
Brian has a little
thing. The Black Off. Yeah. This week, we also have two Latinos here. We have Peter Berg.
Hola. Ding,
ding, hola. Ding, he's ding, Cuban ding, descent. Ding, ding, and we have Lou Figueroa, who is of Puerto Rican descent.
Yes.
Right, I was going to say, you're a little dark. I was going to say, Dominican.
Now, full disclosure.
That's the black.
Full disclosure.
That's the black.
That's the black showing.
I make no illusions to being Hispanic. So this is going to
every
be
every time
wreck.
I hear Pete open his mouth about his hair, he's like, I'm a hot tamale, Cuban.
Lou is, today, Lou is trying to not only defend his blackness, but also his Spanishness.
The dog's going crazy because that's his dog.
If he's going as Puerto Rican, he can do both at once very easily.
Well, fuck you, dog. I'm gonna close the door.
Pete, do you have anything to say?
No shit.
Yum a dum dum.
All right. Weird. Weird.
God damn it, I don't have a sound effect score.
Weird. A little weird. All right, guys. So, I mean, is there anything you want to get off your chest before we start the old Latino test?
Any sound bites he has of my voice, he will receive one smack across the back of his head after the show for every time he plays.
Well, if I keep doing my impression of KTU at 3 a.m. in the morning. Ding 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 ding.
Okay, let's end that.
All right.
That has to stop.
That's what I think of when I think of Latinos, just so everyone understands my position in this situation.
That is bad.
Well, so I'm going to put on international Latino superstar Pitbull, and we're going to take this
little Cuban.
Ooh, I wouldn't call him a superstar.
Pitbull's great.
That guy has more wasted. Like he's on more songs than anyone ever in the history of songs.
He's the guy who can't figure out a rhyme for Kodak.
He rhymes Kodak with Kodak.
Kodak and your Kodak. Yeah, he's awful. Okay, question one, the little Latino test.
Yeah.
All right. This one is a raise your hand question. What is an afternoon nap called?
A siesta?
Pete? Well, who's keeping score here?
Wait. Can we give him a piece
of paper?
Is
this straight trivia?
No, it's not.
You can't have one. I'll do it. But you can't have one go and then. I was gonna say siesta. Too.
No, I just said this is a raise your hand question, Jillian.
Okay.
Pete gets a point because that was an easy one.
I do lots of those, man.
You keep me track.
Okay. This is not a raise your hand question. What is Spanish fly?
Roofies.
An aphrodisiac.
I like both your answers because it is an aphrodisiac, but. No, I mean,
is this straight up roofies?
Dude, it's fucking roofies.
It's a fucking roofie.
It is roofies. Give them both 2 points. Mm-hmm. What Spanish dish has beans, beef, lettuce, tomato, rice, and a tortilla?
All of them.
Give beef 4 points.
All of them is the answer.
The first person that said all of them got
all
4 points.
All of them. It's all of them.
That's absurd.
He just described the entire Taco Bell menu.
Pete gets 4 points.
That ain't in a chocolate taco, so fuck yourself.
So
give yourself.
Give Lou 1 point. Okay.
Wait. I don't think chocolate taco is an actual Latino dish. I think somebody
clearly it is not.
Yeah, they threw it in for Americans.
But they're delicious.
He's getting points for creativity.
Okay. Yes. Okay. What are the outfits of the mariachi called?
Ooh. Stupid.
A suit.
A point for Lou.
I'll give the points out if the Pete answers.
I'm not topping that.
Give Lou a point.
I like mine. Stupid.
True or false? All right. Superbad in Mexico was called super cool.
That's a good question.
False?
True.
Pete gets a point.
Really?
By the way, Pete
apparently
just
it's lost in translation. It's super cool.
By the way,
that Pete, movie I would have guessed cool. It was like super no bueno.
Super no bueno.
Bing, bing, bing. We recently had a tie, but Pete just pulled ahead by 1 point.
All right, but this is only question 6. Okay, what is in a paella?
What type? It's yellow rice. It's, let's see, you could put chorizo or chicken. You could also include shrimp, mussels, clams, lobster tails. What else?
I was just going to say all manner of seafood.
Seafood and yellow rice.
Yeah.
But I like it with chorizo. All
right, give them both a point. I mean, neither answer, they were both spot on. Neither answer was like, awesome.
Pete still ahead by one.
I make a mean chorizo, FYI.
But, okay. It means for her.
Because it's like a taco? Mm-hmm.
No points to that.
The story is like a guy was trying to make a dinner for his date.
Stop sucking up.
And so he just found what he could, like, at the ocean.
This is a bite.
And that's like the seafood.
This is actually true.
Yeah.
This is very true.
I still give no points.
I love seafood, and it still sounds
now,
incredibly
just
gross.
Wait till the Italian bash.
I will. Fuckers.
Wait, did you just give a point? Wait, Brian, did you give a point?
They both got 1 point.
Yeah, they got a point.
Okay. What is the gasolina?
Besides gasoline?
Aside from a horrible song?
Yeah.
Anybody?
I just know the terrible song.
Yeah.
You?
It's just song and gasoline.
Mikey?
Yo no sé?
It is skeet.
Skeet, skeet, yeah, skeet, motherfucker!
Oh, I knew that.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Respect Mikey.
That yeah. song sucks even more now.
The gasoline.
Oh my god!
It's a like non-sub song
oh
about
my god, yeah.
Spanish jism.
It doesn't have to be yeah. Spanish, but yes, Spanish isn't. Yes.
How many
points do I get for that?
Give Mike 8 points.
Do I get a point? Because I knew that. I told you that. I'm the only told
you're
you
not
that.
In the fucking Latino thing.
But you gave Mikey a point.
I was joking.
I didn't really get points.
It's only Lou and Pete.
It's only between them two.
Okay. Number 8.
Yeah.
The number 1 car attachment for a Latino.
Oh, that's
easy. Lou.
Puerto Rican flag around the mirror.
Okay.
Car attachment?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Even I know this.
I told you, I'm not really that Hispanic.
Shit, you're losing points.
Can I go again?
1 sec after he says his thing.
I don't know. What do you call them? The things that make it bounce.
Excuse
me? Okay. Oh, hydraulics.
Hydraulics.
He wants hydraulics. He wants hydraulics.
He gets no points for that. Lou?
I'm also going to say possibly like bobblehead Jesus on the dance.
There's one more. I want him to do the trifecta.
Is it the beaded... seat cover.
he got one that I was thinking.
Give Lou 2 points. The number 1 answer in the feud.
Leopard?
No, was an erector sect tail. Like the cheapest tail you could possibly buy.
I know that one to me.
Where it looks
but
like
Lou,
fucking connects.
Super impressive.
And it's always a different color.
Super impressive.
Car.
Yeah. Okay. Number 9. What's the number 1 car for Latino? Pete.
El Camino?
Toyota Corolla.
To Corolla?
Really?
No, but only like pre 95.
Really? All right, post 95.
A donkey.
Pre 95.
Okay, neither of them get a point.
I would say donkey.
It's the Honda Civic.
It is the Honda Civic was the number 1 answer, or I would have also accepted the first unregistered car they found.
Oh, I see how this game is played.
Yes.
Okay.
It's stereotypes.
I've learned.
I like donkeys worse.
Okay. It's a burro.
It's a burro.
A burro.
Now, speaking of Spanish words, number 10, what is the barrio?
The barrio is
it's
Lusart.
It's like the hood, you know, like the.
Let's see what
the slums.
It's pretty much it's the projects.
Yeah,
they both get a point. It's the neighborhood.
I'm telling you, you need a goddamn fucking white or blackboard.
Okay. Number 11. Why do the Latinos love hairnets and plaid shirts? Pete.
Because they're comfortable.
Hairnets? I don't think those are comfortable.
I think that's more like the job tells
that's,
them they
have
to
yeah, because they work in the kitchens.
Yeah.
Depends. Are you wearing that plaid shirt? You're wearing it with one button just on the top?
Oh, let's say that. How are you wearing the plaid shirt?
Well, don't get your hair inside the soup, you know?
Okay.
I think they each get a point for that.
Pete gets 1 point, Lucas 2 points. Okay. Number 12. How much is too much cool water cologne?
There's never enough.
No,
oh,
never enough.
Oh,
just shower yourself. That's the Puerto Rican shower.
Puerto Rican shower.
They both get 4 points for that answer.
One, two, three, four.
It's like they don't even see other colognes in the fucking store. It's just like, cool water.
Yeah. I would. Wait.
One use?
If just for the Future Telling Quiz, the question is for Aqua Geo. Which look, his mother thinks next, is like the shit.
That's next week.
That's next week, Jillian. Get on board here. Yeah. Okay. Number 13. Lou, you answer first.
Sure.
Soccer or football?
Football.
No, you don't actually think that.
I say soccer. My distaste for the sport, is that enough that what I'll sacrifice the points?
Be honest.
I'm talking about they refer to American soccer as football.
But is that are you
talking
about
Lou gets the point?
Are you talking football or it's football Americano?
It's a trick question. It's the same thing to them. Yeah. Soccer is football to them. Football. Lou gets the point.
But he did do football Americano, which is a much more modern, sophisticated Paul.
Look, just write down the point.
I can't lose the point. Do you think I'm also trying to shit on Lou because he tried to beat me? I'm not.
I do.
It's honest.
Okay.
It's pretty close.
Here we go. Number 14. We're going to go back and forth, starting with P, because Lou will answer first. Name a different Latino cerveza.
A cerveza? Yes. Corona.
Dos Equis.
Modelo.
I'm going to say... jeez, what is that one called?
You have 5 seconds.
Oh, come on, dude.
5, 4, 3.
Malta?
2. Is that one?
Is that even one?
That is one.
All right.
That is one.
Oh, then I'm out of this one.
Lou. Right,
and I'll give it's you a, no, two, I'll, right? I will give you a point for every other cerveza that you can name.
I'll do a count of 10.
We used to drink these things all 10, the time. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
9, 8, 7.
He gets a 5 count.
6.
There's one more. 1 second.
5.
That's no, it. I can't think of what were you thinking?
Atacante.
El Presidente.
El Presidente. Atacante.
I didn't drink those with you.
Yes, you did.
Lou gets 2. Pete gets 1. Okay.
Killing me.
Killing
me.
Same thing.
Tied.
Starting with Lou.
We're tied.
Oh, shit.
You start off with tequila, bro.
I'm going to say Patron.
I was going to say Patron. I don't.
Oh, I got this.
Jose Cuervo?
No, Jill, you can't answer.
I'm a tequila hound.
This is disheartening.
I don't like tequila.
Yeah, I hate
love
tequila.
Love tequila.
We only
like
have
okay,
drank one
seriously,
type of tequila,
we stop. Right? They both get minus one. They hate tequila. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Evian, I mean.
The one you know from Entourage?
Bro, Cabo Wabo?
Cabo Wabo.
Come on.
Sammy Hagar? Come on. All right, guys.
Made in Mexico.
1800?
Blonde guy doing the making.
Yeah.
All right. That was a rough question, guys. I really lost a lot of Latino points for you guys. What is the Mexicans' biggest fear, Pete?
Bear sharks.
Mexico.
Employment.
Lou, you're hoisting your own petard. It is the bear shark. Of course, it's the bear shark.
You're the number one proponent for bear shark
it's
safety.
3 points. 3 points.
Yeah,
for
bear. But the only reason they have to come across it is because they want to escape Mexico.
Bear shark is
but
in everything.
Regardless of
aqua.
Mexico being there, the biggest fear
aqua.
Is the bear shark.
Aqua.
Pete gets
all
the 3 points.
All things aqua contain bear shark.
And all things forest contain right. bear shark.
True. All
right. Who is... Oh, man, you know what's fine? I'm going to skip that question. All right. But sorry. What
too
is
racist?
What is the best way to carry your belongings, Lou?
In a handkerchief on a stick?
That's hobo.
Yeah, that's a bindle.
I can't help you. I think like an African. I feel like everything belongs in your head.
This is a stereotype. There's just
it's a Latino question. What's the best way to carry all your things?
Oh, trunk of your car.
Wait, can I get another one?
Yes.
In your sombrero.
Neither get a point.
In your poncho.
The correct answer was a burro.
No, but
on a burro.
The chips are on the outside.
The nacho hat.
The dip is right in the center.
Like Africans do when we carry everything on our heads. Like, how do Mexicans
that was last
that?
Week, lady.
No, but how do Mexicans? I'm asking, how do Mexicans?
He
do that?
Said in a handkerchief on a stick. Are you fucking kidding me?
Lou is poor.
Pete. Pete. All right, Pete.
I'm ready.
Okay. In your best Spanish accent, say your best Spanish curse word.
What kind of Spanish accent?
Your best one.
Because I could do Spain or...
Tu madre es punta? All
right. Your best Spanish accent, your best Spanish curse word. Go, Pete.
Maricón.
Nice. Louis.
Maldita sea.
Lou gets the point.
You definitely got that one. I felt that.
Yours was more like Spaniard Cuban, wasn't it?
I don't know what that was.
It's Spaniard Cuban. I know your background.
That's all right, Lou.
Was.
Yeah.
What is a dirty Sanchez?
I think that's when you're tossing salad and you get some shit on your lip.
Okay, Pete.
I thought it was when you're behind a woman, you drop a digit and then smear it on the upper lip.
You do that on purpose?
That's always the way I heard the tale told, okay?
Is that what he said? All right. Like this, what
give them both the point. I was hoping they would come up with something more racist than that. Like,
oh, you wanted me to one-up that one. Okay.
Then you report her to, what's it called?
The whole thing is making us laugh. Like, okay. You come up like a dirty Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez,
like,
that's my cousin.
It's my cousin was the number one answer.
Do you remember what Lou said when he said, ask what the NAACP stands for?
I feel like
for?
We're the least Hispanic guys in here right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In a handkerchief on his stick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, dude. Like, what the fuck were you thinking?
You're like the Charlie Chaplin punk.
He's a chip. Wait. Listen,
when you cross the border, you can't take a donkey with you.
In every fucking, like, stereotypical image you have of any Latino, never once is there a handkerchief with belongings attached to his stick.
Yeah, that's a Charlie Chaplin film.
That's some Tom Sawyer shit. Like, it doesn't get any more white than that.
I'm leaving Alabama.
Okay.
We're going to make it up to Tennessee.
Next question. What is the deal with the dress shoes, the dress pants, the fedora, but just the tank top, guys? Pete Berg.
Speaking for myself alone, I don't have a washing machine.
Yo, I don't have a washing machine, yo.
Wait, hold on. I don't have a washing machine.
Yeah, there
more
you go.
More respect, all right.
Okay. It's to show off your prison tats.
Yo, give him 3 points. Give Lou 3 points. All right, boys. Lou, for you first.
Yeah.
Booty or boobies?
Booty.
Both.
Booty.
Both.
Look, booty. I respect that you love both. But you're Latino, and it's about the booty.
Yes, it is.
That's true.
In fact, I just want to mention that I sent Pete a story about the girl who won best booty in Brazil.
Oh, yes, I
and
read
he
that.
Did not run it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Minus one.
Wait. Let me explain that. I can't show pictures on a podcast.
A nice booty.
Minus one.
But there was a
scandal. Actually, to be fair, minus the one because she had weird proportions.
You can't even talk about it? You can't even talk about this booty?
It was...
No, she did not. She was fucking gorgeous.
Am I minus one?
She looked like she got liposuction everywhere but the legs. It was weird looking.
Good job. You're in Brazil. You know what your market is.
So white.
All right. Pete.
That's your market.
Yeah, I stated that at the start of this.
You're in a Latino off.
All right, Pete.
He's Cuban.
Yeah. Pete. Yeah.
I'm so white I can't even come up with a good response in a Latino character.
Oh, my God. Wait. Can I make an announcement? Lou's like shooting ahead right now.
All
right.
Pete Borghese. Why are Latinos so good at cleaning up?
Again, I'm not good at that. I'm out of funny answers.
Why are Latinos so good in bed?
Fiery passion?
That's not a question.
The correct answer is fuego de pasión.
Give Mike a point.
I'm really like...
Good for Mike.
Mike, right, I'm Lou. Giving you anything Hispanic I've ever had in my life.
Why are Latinos so good at cleaning up?
Lemon pledge.
Give him.
Holy shit, see that? That was beautiful.
2 points or one?
As a Latino,
I'll give it two because I appreciate
who
every
is?
Lady who knows what she's doing.
As a Latino Lou, who is your hero?
Don Francisco.
Don Francisco?
He's basically the host of the Hispanic Price is Right.
Ricardo Montalban.
Oh.
That's because I like saying the words
Ricardo
Montalban.
He sounds more like a guy from Monte Carlo, though, like...
Elkan!
Give Lou 1 point. The number one answer was Speedy Gonzalez. And
that's what?
Racist.
That is racist.
What if I said Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Right.
What is Speedy Gonzalez's cousin?
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Everybody knows Slowpoke.
Hey, Senor Speedy.
Who am I giving points to?
Give them both 1 point.
Pete, can I have my wine back?
Okay, next question.
Point for Lou.
Who is the number one facial hair style? For Latinos.
I can't listen to this fucking song anymore.
Handlebar mustache?
You don't have another Pitbull
What
song?
Does Danny Trejo have?
I think he's got a handlebar.
Handlebar mustache.
Both give him point.
Okay.
In a street fight, what is the number one weapon of choice?
Whatever's closest.
I'm going to say a shiv.
Lou gets the point. The correct answer was a straight razor.
Possibly a butterfly knife.
Wait, a shiv is
they love them shits.
Brian, a shiv is anything to your body. You can grab anything and make it into a shiv. I gotta grab a piece of cardboard and turn it into a shiv.
You are Puerto Rican, and you just said they love them shits.
He did the same thing last week.
You are not Spanish.
No, wait, Brian, he did the same thing last week during the Black Off, which he won. He said they. I'm like, what are you talking about they? You're supposed to be black.
Yeah, well, you know what? You said racism is over.
I never said racism is over. Right. I said racism is not. All right,
calm
over.
Down. We're back to Latino quiz. All right, you two.
It's in Pete, the beginning.
Pete, you first. What is the age limit?
God.
Jillian, what is the age limit on a stroller? Now we've all seen many a Latino kid was well beyond the age limit. What is the official age limit on a stroller?
I don't think there is one. I was passing a bodega the other day, and that kid was in high school.
Are you saying, yo, man, I don't know.
The age limit is when the wheel falls off.
All right. Pete gets the point. 2 points. Get to Pete 2 points. The absolute correct answer was after the quinceañera.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
That's fair.
Okay. How many children is it appropriate to take to a laundromat?
Who's the one answering first?
You are answering first. And Mikey's going to grade this one because this is a strict...
I am grading this
question. Yes, this is a strict Mikey answer right here.
All the children. However many you have.
As many as you can get.
A laundromat is basically daycare.
Yeah, someone's got to fold the clothes and someone's got to wash the kids.
That is the correct answer.
I've been left alone at the laundromat many a time with my brother. Just going
points.
Do they know we're still here? Like,
Lou's getting 4 points for that.
He's getting the points.
4 points.
4 points for Lou, apparently. 4 points for Lou. Who's the Latino Burt Reynolds? Peter Berg?
The Latino Burt Reynolds. God damn it. Cheech Marin.
I don't know. Antonio Banderas?
None. Good point. It was Mr. Machete himself.
Danny Trejo.
I wouldn't consider him a Burt Reynolds, though.
He's not a Burt Reynolds.
You know he is.
He's the Hispanic Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
He's the Hispanic Stallone.
The guy's had a mustache since the 50s.
Yeah, but Burt Reynolds is.
And he's the man.
He's Burt filled
Reynolds
the action role.
Talking, you know.
He's the Mexican
Burt Reynolds. Trejo's whatever you need him to be.
I guess.
Just like Burt Reynolds.
I need this liquor taken across the lines. All right,
here is the final question.
Thank God.
We're going to start with Lou because he's ahead.
Please.
Why are you more Latino than Peter Borghese?
Essay.
Well, for one.
Essay.
You
really.
Just look at him, you can't even tell.
I'm very white.
You can't even tell. Two, I love getting my Capitan Crunch. Con Crunch Berries.
Crunch berries.
Wait, I don't understand what that means.
Of course you don't. You fucking gringos don't understand anything.
Well, we have gringos. I hate sticks. I hate sticks.
She
just dropped.
My God.
That's why, because every time I come in here, I got to hear a hard S from Jill.
Black people are really racist. Didn't you hear? I really want a translation.
Let the man finish.
Capitan Crunch con Crunchberries? You can't figure that one out?
So you're just saying you like Crunchberries in Spanish?
Yes.
Not impressed. Go on.
No, she's not even great. Let's go.
You get out of here.
All right. Go on.
All right. Arroz con pollo. salchichas. Habichuelas. Okay. All right.
I think, Lou.
Coca-Cola.
All right, Mike, 20. You know what? Let's.
Platanos.
We're going to hold
off. All right,
we'll hold off.
Delicious.
Pete, same question. We need a different answer.
I have a grade in my head for that. Okay. Let's see what Pete has to say.
I'm just going to read off a couple of my family members' names. My grandmother, Eulalia Fernandez.
Oh.
My aunt, Eulalia Fernandez.
Fernandez.
My uncle, Jose Fernandez.
Jose.
My grandfather, Jose Fernandez. Mm. My uncle, Jose Fernandez. My great uncle, Tio Jesucito. Now, if you don't know,
Tio.
That's that translates to Uncle Baby Jesus. Let's see. My mother, Ana Fernandez. My cousins, Johnny, Joey, Jimmy, and Julie, which was a prank against my grandmother, who speaks Spanish only, can't pronounce the J's. Honey, Hoy, Jimmy, and Juli. Or as I call them, Jaime. Let's see. We got Pepin, Pepucho. Both nicknames. Cookie. I don't know where that one came from. Just Cookie.
Is it Cookie in English?
I have an aunt, Olga. Olga de Junco. Okay. And the rest of my family is going to be real annoyed that I'm not having their names pop into my head right now.
You didn't say my name. What's up with that?
All right.
They don't listen.
I want to say I thought Lou was killing it, but then the whole name.
Oh, Jose.
I'm going to give.
Yolanda.
Instead of giving you both points.
Eulalia.
I'm going to say Pete. Yeah. I like your debate better because you spoke about your bloodline. Mm. Give you 7 points. What's the final total here?
One.
Wait, what about me?
Two. Three,
I'd say I'm not gonna give you 20 and him.
Six.
Just give him 7. Like seven. I dude, you would kill me with the crunch berries.
Okay,
and
wait. Five,
10.
This is great audio. 15,
the Pitbull.
20, 23. Hold on.
All right, Pitbull, you need to shut the 20. Fuck up.
Thank you.
Oh,
that was killing
me. Even though that was a stunning display in the end, Pete had 23. And we have 31 from Lou.
Oh, blowout.
Lou is 2 for 2.
Okay, wait. All Lou has to do is prove that he's the biggest woman in the room, and he is the biggest minority.
I'm willing to take that challenge.
Taking them all.
I kind of want to see Lou take down the females in the room. I want to like that.
And this will be concluded next week, where Lou and Pete make up the Italian quiz for me and Mikey. And if you want to join in, Danielle, you can join in too.
We're gonna have ourselves a game.
Well, that's a point or two right there. You're gonna be in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. I mean, that's much better than here.
I can
I'll tell you what. Danielle gets winner.
Winner.
How's that? Danielle gets the winner. All right.
It's gonna be extra racist.
This was our Empire Strikes Back. Tune in next week for our Jedi. All right.
Speaking of,
we're actually gonna take a timeout.
Okay.
We're back. Say goodbye to Mikey.
Mikey's gone.
Bye, Mikey.
Peace. He'll be back next week for the Italian off.
Part 3.
Mm-hmm. And now that after we cut, I thought of at least 20 more relatives. God damn it. Sarita Fernandez.
But
Wilfred De Junco.
De Junco.
But how about how many of them are in prison?
Oh, shit.
Why do you have to do that?
We don't talk about that, Lou.
Don't talk about that. It's upsetting.
Why? It's not upsetting to me.
Do we have a hypothetical Lou speak, or are we just going right into the price?
Let's go right into the movies.
Let's go right into it.
Price of admission, G.
Okay, a whole lot of direct came out this week. Starting with the first movie, The Best Man Holiday.
What the hell is that?
You can't say anything about this. You're white.
I'm white. I can't. I gotta leave it up.
What is this?
Well,
you don't even know.
Let's read off the cast and give you some hints.
Terrence Howard,
Taye Diggs, Regina Hall,
Terrence Howard,
Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut. That's not a real fucking person. Like
that is clearly a real person.
He was on American Ho- No, was he?
He was in the first season.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah,
like Chestnut's like a
he
nice.
He was
color,
a security
though.
Guard.
Yeah. He did not have enough screen time.
No, he did not. Beautiful man.
And, he's a handsome gentleman.
This is actually a sequel. Did anybody know that?
Yes, it is a sequel, yes.
To a movie
to
called
The Best Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From 99.
Yeah, I know, because I am black.
They waited 14 years between those sequels?
That's how good it was.
It takes a little time. Have you seen
finally time to shine.
Have you seen Soul Food 2 out recently?
I mean, they were bouncing around scripts for decades. And
Soul Food 2.
Has it happened? No.
Is Madea in this?
No.
Then I'm out. Like, I love those movies. Madea movies are great. I like them.
Shut up.
No, I really do like those Medea movies.
We know.
He really does.
For some reason, black men dressing as women is like your number one.
It's like...
This is the man who dragged me to Big Mama's house in the 90s.
Right.
So, yes.
Actually, that was...
White Chicks?
Exactly. White Chicks, I Stand By It. Great movie.
Yeah.
I would say one of your favorites.
You missed the female cast. Gabrielle Union is Gabrielle also in it.
Oh, let me bring up more of the cast.
Oh,
here.
She's gorgeous.
Harold Perrineau Jr., who is from Lost. but
and Oz.
And Oz.
Oh,
and
the guy with the dreadlocks. It's was it Michael from Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nobody else has photos.
What's this about?
I'll read it to you.
All right.
After nearly 15 years apart, actually, this goes into where you see all of them. Taye Diggs from Private Practice, Nia Long from Soul Food, Morris Chestnut from Kick-Ass 2, Harold Perrineau from Zero Dark 30, I forgot he was in that, Terrence Howard, Hustle and Flow, Sana Lathan from Contagion, that dog keeps barking, Monica Calhoun, this goes on forever.
A bunch of black people, actresses.
When college friends finally reunite over the Christmas holidays, they will discover just how easy it is for long-forgotten rivalries and romances to be ignited.
I hope you like turtleneck sweaters and shaved heads, because this movie seems like it's going to be full of them.
Directed by Malcolm D. Lee, this is a two-hour-long R-rated comedy.
R-rated comedy?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be like a serious, like... See, I like those Madea movies. I thought I was getting up for it, and now it's like a black comedy?
Black comedy in the
sense... What do you think a Madea film is?
Well, Madea's a comic relief, but those are serious movies, like Diving Mad Black Woman.
You didn't know that until I made you watch it. The same thing's going to happen with this one.
Now,
it was a good movie.
Let's play the game.
All right.
Well, you didn't cut all the things in half.
Danielle, I'm going to.
All right, nice.
Danielle, you're new here. This is how the game is played. We play Price is Right rules. You're going to guess.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, Lou, would you play it?
Here we go.
Nice. You're going to guess as close as you can to the Rotten Tomatoes score without going over. Closest one wins. Otherwise, that happens.
Sound really brings you down.
So, who wants to start with this one?
I will.
Lou
oh
wants
shit!
It.
Being the black ambassador of the group,
and Hispanic ambassador, and next week
by
I suspect he'll figure out a way to be the Italian.
Wait! 1 point by the black, but by a lot by the Hispanic.
Can we include
Lou? I thought
Lou?
You did good, though. You did really good.
Can we include Lou in the Italian one?
No, because he's making the quiz.
I will make the quiz. I just want him to. Dominate this. Go for the hat trick.
No, I don't think I can.
He's not Italian, though.
Mikey's way too Italian for this to work.
Lou's going to go for the hat trick when he does the female off between me and Danielle. We're going to add him in.
Sure. That'll be good.
That'd be kind of funny, actually.
Okay. Well, Lou, what do you think the score is here?
All right. Usually when it's black, the critics knock it.
Except for Soul Food. Remember that.
Okay. I keep thinking when you say soul, plain.
No.
Soul Glow.
Soul Food.
Soul Food.
Soul Glow. Lou, bring in your blackness. Soul Food.
Channel
2 hours.
Bounce it out.
Is a little rough.
Below or above 55.
55? Almost 55
for Lou. Danielle, to you. What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is for this one?
Out of 100.
It's hard. I'm going to say 61.
61 to you.
Fresh for you. All right.
She's going fresh.
Black don't crack, Pete, unless it's in the theater. 33%.
33% for Brian. Jillian, to you.
45.
45. Our winner is Danielle with a 62, because this movie came in at a 63.
Hi.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Miss Thing.
That.
Now, follow up question is anybody interested?
Hey.
I'm looking at the two ethnics.
Yeah.
If you will.
What, yourself and Lou or me? Lou?
I'm no longer ethnic in any way. I've been disqualified. All
right. Hurry up, Whitey.
the man.
I'm straight up the man now. Yeah.
Go. Where's your bow tie?
It's with my tuxedo.
Listen.
It's with his starch.
Listen.
Yes.
Bow ties are cool.
Not the way he wears it, because he's
That's a
man.
Doctor Who reference? Yes. Nerd points, buddy.
I got to say...
Nerd off much
I'm,
later.
I'm not
going to
see this
one.
In the theater or anything, but I went the second it's on Netflix, which it surely will be in about 3 months, I cannot wait to watch it.
What are we talking about now?
If you'll see it or not.
No,
me neither.
I'm
no
black.
Interest.
Of course we're going to see it to support black films.
Mm-hmm. It's painful for me to watch Madea, and my friend makes me watch them.
Oh, but Madea's not in this. There's
no, it
Madea.
Doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
Okay. You've been ruined.
I feel
any kind of romantic comedy is painful for me.
I feel
really? You don't like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
No.
He loves that movie.
I love it.
Loves it.
This guy.
I am so with you.
The only romantic movie I'll watch is Pretty Woman.
I know why they keep giving money. Let's keep doing movies, man.
They play that at Dry Bar. They played a drama.
Well, I'm going there then.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I just want to... If I'm going to see any movie with an all-black cast, my white guilt will probably drag me to 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Or The Butler.
With
or
Chewy
like
in it.
I can't watch it because I'll kill him in his sleep.
My boy Chewy.
First of all, I'm Italian. I had nothing to do with slavery at all.
I know, but you impressed me every day of my life.
Yeah, she's good too.
Yeah. But you
These two Latinos, none of us here had slaves.
Every day of my life, you oppress.
There's different reasons.
It's just because you're a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oppress your face into the pillow.
I was.
Was that too much? It's almost as if you were waiting for somebody to say the word oppress.
Yeah.
Brian.
It was good.
Brian, write down notes, because that's why I like it.
Use your lips. It's so good.
I rode into town on an ass. Yo mama's ass.
I like it.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, boy.
Love it.
This could go on forever.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Next movie, Peter.
All right. Next movie is one I haven't heard of. Nebraska. Anybody?
No. Don't like the state. Don't care for the movie.
Yeah.
Well, good director, Alexander Payne.
Is it about corn?
I'm about to read it to you.
Steers.
Director Alexander Payne, you may know him from Sideways or The Descendants, both good movies, takes the helm for this black and white road trip drama starring Bruce Dern as a tempestuous Missouri father who convinced he's won a $1 million magazine sweepstake, and Will Forte as the son who grudgingly agrees to drive him to Nebraska to claim his winnings. Also starring Bob Odenkirk and Stacey Keach.
Okay, you got me at Odenkirk.
Me? That's where it got me.
That's it.
I love the cast.
I like Stacey Keach.
I love the whole cast, but it sounds like
the hair lip.
Yeah, and Will Forte's funny.
He was the Falconer, or is the Falconer?
He was MacGruber.
That
movie's underrated.
I like the cast, but it sounds like this is like a douche movie.
It is a black and white one, yeah.
Oof.
If the guy did Sideways, like, if there ever was a more overrated movie than Sideways.
What's the genre?
I got through half that.
This is a R-rated two-hour drama.
Of douche.
Oh. Mm. So you're taking all these comedic people.
You're making Odenkirk in a drama?
Well, Breaking Bad's a drama.
Not really. He's the comic relief in it.
But he could be the comic relief in this.
There doesn't seem
Devil's
like
Advocate. That's all.
There doesn't seem.
My God, does it need relief?
Just the poster says it needs relief. It's a picture of a decrepit old man in black and white.
Oh.
Sounds familiar now?
Yes.
I'm not
feeling
it.
It was in my playbill, actually.
I bet you. I'll start off.
You want
to
start?
This is at a 95. It's going to be a douche movie.
95 for you. Let's go around this way.
Douche. 45. I'm sticking with
45. You're going low. Luke?
Well, me, I think I got to bring it low because I heard part of the original soundtrack. You want to hear it?
Here we go.
There's no mustache like my father's mustache. That's the biggest mustache in town.
I love it, Lou. I love old-timey Lou.
You and your old-timey music.
Old-timey Lou.
All right, Lou, what's your answer?
Comedians doing drama, I'm giving it like a 20.
A 20? Danielle, what do you think?
I'm going to say 84.
84. You are again our winner.
I am awesome.
Oh, fire!
This movie's at a 90, Brian. You went over.
Look, I just didn't know how douche it was.
You overdouche.
I knew it was douche. I didn't know how douche it was.
Douche.
All douche. Right.
I am not good at this.
That's the one word my mom yells at me.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Danielle?
That's the one word my mom's like, don't say that word, Danielle. Douche. Every time. I thought I raised a lady.
Is your mother Jewish?
She's Italian.
No, she's
not the same.
She was kind of doing
because it sounded like Mark Goldman.
That's like a proper Italian older woman accent.
My mom is this lady. Danny, make sure you get the one with the zipper because we have to have supper later.
Who's the queen?
I've seen your mom in a lot of places around here.
She's your typical Italian mom. She's 4 feet tall. She's 4 feet wide. And she has no R's at the end of her words.
The way you're playing her, she sounds like the queen of the gay. She's like, oh, God, blah, blah, blah.
Joan Rivers?
Not the queen. No.
Queen
of the gays?
And what?
And we're not talking Nathan Lane, because I feel like that's
the queen of the gays. And Mario Cantone just waited to take that throne from him.
Yeah, Joan Rivers. Sounds like a little Joan Rivers. She's actually hilarious.
Edgar, he left me. Edgar, he died. Oh, my God, it's so sad.
All right, what have we got next?
Last movie of the week. Another one I haven't heard of. Charlie Countryman. This movie stars Shia LaBeouf.
I thought it was going to be about a Vietnam.
I hate it already.
One at a time, please.
I hate Shia LaBeouf.
I thought it was going to be. Is it based in Vietnam?
No, it's not.
I have.
Shia LaBeouf, Evan Rachel Wood, Mads Mikkelsen, who you know as.
You mean Michael Madsen? Like,
no, Mads Mikkelsen.
Hannibal
from the TV show. You'd also probably know him.
Come on. You didn't know. I think I'd know that, did you?
You might.
And you don't know? Lou, some Puerto Rican judo? And you don't know?
Brian, you might know him as Le Chief from Casino Royale.
The guy who bleeds blood from his tail is he bleeds blood from his eye?
That's the guy.
I read that book.
Oh, excuse me, Sean, but I'm all in.
And also starring Rupert Grint, better known as Ron Weasley from the Harry Potter movies. When his late mother appears in a vision and tells him to go to Bucharest, Charlie immediately boards a plane across the Atlantic. But when he meets a fellow passenger, Charlie finds himself with another promise to fulfill. Charlie does so and falls head over heels in love with Gabby, a beautiful musician. This goes on for a while.
Oof.
Let's cut to the last sentence. Determined to protect her, Charlie enters into the hallucinatory Romanian underworld filled with violence and, strangely enough, love.
I love the Romanian underworld.
Rated R, 1 hour, 48 minutes, action-adventure/comedy.
This is not the one where Shia LaBeouf actually took, like, acid for the role, is it?
He looks kind of strung out in the poster.
Because there's a movie, and since I have no idea what this movie's about, and I'm not up to speed on my Shia LaBeouf.
You're not up to speed with your LaBeouf?
My LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. There's not enough attention going towards your LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
You should really trim your LaBeouf.
We need to be. He's a lonely LaBeouf.
Danielle and I are going to go to the spa. We're going to take care of LaBeouf.
I like when a woman gets a LaBeouf waxed.
Yum, a dum dum.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
Oh.
I will smash your laptop.
But there is a movie where he took acid for it.
Oh. I would imagine.
It sounds like this is it.
I'm pretty sure
it was Transformers.
That was a Transformer.
There's no way he would have signed that.
Why do I have the Tesseract? I don't have no idea what's going on in this movie.
What the hell is the AllSpark? Wait, I'm looking at this piece of paper. I got it.
Optimus, you're really fucking a downer, man. You need to fucking go back to your home planet.
You knew a Prime?
Prime?
What do you guys think?
What do you think?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'm going to say 72.
72.
Oh.
Same 70. LaBeouf's in it.
We're going to bounce around. Jillian, go.
65.
Lou, go.
40.
Brian, go.
41.
You all lose.
Oh, what a bitch.
This movie's at a 30.
Oh, really?
Boom!
This movie looks like it reeks.
Was it LaBeouf goes LaPoof in the theater? That's right. Come on. Get me a job on these papers.
Nice. No. All that. Got some good movie news.
Let's hear it.
Adam Sandler's producing partner quit.
Oh, woo!
Does that mean there won't be an Adam Sandler movie for a bit?
I can only
Thank
hope.
Thank God.
But I'm asking the movie.
Shampoo is better.
Oh, I don't want to make a movie for him.
We hate Adam Sandler.
Don't hate. I like Adam,
We
man.
Hate Adam Sandler.
Old Adam Sandler, okay. Yeah. It's like my Nicolas Cage rule. Let me tell you about my Nicolas Cage rule.
All right.
I hate Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the passion of a thousand fiery suns.
Okay.
But I have a theory. There are some good Nicolas Cage movies, Raising mm-hmm. Arizona.
True.
I'll let Face Off slide. I'll let it slide.
John Woo, come on.
What about Drive Angry? Or whatever the hell
it
was called.
Here's my rule. Pre-teeth, good Nicolas Cage. Post-chiclet teeth,
mm-hmm.
bad Nicolas Cage.
Veneers of the downfall.
Except Drive Angry.
What about Kick-Ass?
Because he was supposed to be ridiculous in that movie, it's the only reason it worked.
Now switch to the night.
Only reason.
It's my favorite line in that movie.
I was surprised by what was it called, Drive Angry or whatever. It was Angry.
Drive Angry.
Drive Angry. Another good flick.
It's really stupid though.
Oh, it's good.
It's really stupid, but I was expecting way worse.
Come on, National Treasure.
Oh, I've never. Seen
And then he made the masterpiece National Treasure too.
Here's the thing about Nicolas Cage. I can't buy him in any role that he's in. Doesn't mean it's a bad
Nicolas
movie
Cage.
Per se.
Why per can't se. You buy me?
Every movie that he's in now is like Nicolas Cage paying off his Elvis Presley debts. That's why I feel
Look,
like
he married the king's daughter, man.
And then
Johnny
help
Depp
his
got
debts.
Him out of debt.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp got him out of debt?
Yeah.
All that Caribbean money.
Yeah. I just watched that animated one he did, the caveman one. What's it called, Lou?
The Kronks or something?
Yeah, the Kronks. The
Croods.
He's the voice of the dad, and I still found him overacting and chewing the scenery. It's a cartoon.
Like I'm a better actor
Where?
Than Nicolas Cage. No. Can't act.
Oh, he's terrible.
I actually have an audio bit of him in a brand new movie.
Go.
Where he's a Swedish assassin. You ready?
I'm a Swedish plumber. I'm here to fix your pipes.
Where do you find these?
Wait, have you seen the picture? Somebody did a picture of him as Miley Cyrus on the Wrecking
Ball. I saw that. It gave me nightmares.
It is the greatest picture I've ever seen.
Oh,
my friend sent me a picture. My friend Chris Toon, I'm going to shout out for him. He sent me a picture of the entire cast of Star Wars as Nicolas Cage. That's my worst nightmare.
That's
every single character
that
on a poster.
You know,
Nicolas Cage.
So his movie might be good
cold sweat.
If it was someone else.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, like Ghost Rider? Really?
Terrible. No, that was doomed.
That was
fucking doomed.
Hilarious.
Really? Nicolas Cage?
That's
who you came up
watch
with?
Watch his transformation scene. It is the single worst piece of acting you'll ever see.
Watch it as a comedy, and it's much better.
Like, that movie, okay, that movie, he is awful in it, but that movie was doomed from the first word. Like, it was a bad movie.
It was, but...
Was that the one with the
cult? I'm supposed to believe that Ava Mendez loves Nicolas Cage.
Right. That was a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's like, in Gone in 60 Seconds, Angelina Jolie... Love. Is gonna love Nicolas Cage. Let's be realistic.
Dude, do you know
how many Faberge eggs he has?
I'm a very dishonorable man.
Dude, do you know how many Faberge eggs he has? Do you know how many Faberge eggs he has?
I named my son after Superman.
There's a ton of them. Like, that's apparently very desirable for quality. Like, look, oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones is marrying Michael Douglas. I could totally buy it.
No, she divorced him. She divorced him
after
this year.
Years of marrying him.
It finally happened. His characters in those movies are not rich. They're just dudes.
Yeah.
They're just bros.
There's no money involved. So you're going to tell me that Ava Mendez is going to fall in love with a dude that looks like
Catherine
Zeta-Jones.
But he's rich. He's Michael Douglas.
If Catherine Zeta-Jones marries fucking Liberace, then yes.
Well, here's the other thing, too. In that movie especially, with the Ava Mendez thing, they tried to play him off like they were the same age.
Oh, yes.
She's like a good 15, 20 years younger.
They gave him the fake abs.
They gave him the fake abs. Did you see the fake abs in that thing?
She's dating Ryan Gosling. Or was
Is she really? Yeah. She's way older than him. Right?
It doesn't matter. He's hot. She's hot. Okay, maybe.
He's hotter than her, though. He's though. He's
hot.
He can get better looking chicks than Ava. Like,
that's a soundbite.
I don't know.
No, he is.
He's pretty sexy.
I'm just gonna combine.
No, because all your dude love. No,
other guys. Look, she's pretty hot.
I'm not talking about Brian Hot. Brian Hot would definitely take Ava.
So what do you think about Ryan Gosling versus young Johnny Depp?
No, Ryan Gosling.
But young Johnny Depp and Depp now are the same.
No. Ryan Gosling goes to the gym, man. He's fucking jacked up, man, that guy.
You see Ryan Gosling versus Channing Tatum.
Did you guys see Place Beyond the Pines?
No.
Anybody?
Yeah, I seen that with the motorcycle. Like.
Here's the problem I have with Ryan Gosling. He's supposed to be the super tough guy, bank robber dude. Yet his voice gets so high when he robs a bank. So he busts in, he's in like this crazy outfit, and he's like, give me the money! And he gets like that high register, and I have to laugh every time he does it.
What was the line? You ride like thunder, you crash like lightning. Whoever delivered that line, much better at that shit.
I gotta say though, I mean, I think, I'm not being mean to Ava, but I think Ryan Gosling could pull better tail than Ava.
How do we get here from Sandler?
Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage.
The pit that is Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage trail, and we end up down here.
His teeth look like chicklets.
I want validation, though. Can Ryan Gosling get better chicks than Ava?
Yes.
Okay, well, he dated Rachel McAdams for like a good stretch.
I would take Ava.
When you play my Yumma Dum Dum.
I would take Ava. I'm sorry.
That's all I got. It's only two I know of. You know, me and Ryan, we haven't talked in a while.
Yeah.
This will definitely break it up.
Brian likes the booty and the
There's no mustache like my father's mustache. That's the biggest mustache in town.
I'm just speculating.
All right, let's move on.
It's sheer speculation.
I think that's Lou's way of saying move on.
Moving on.
Yeah, I've got another one. I'm going to break it out in a second.
Well, so anyway, just to wrap that up, Adam Sandler's partner's leaving. Good. Fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's his partner?
The guy's name is Jack Giraputo.
That's an alias.
What's that?
Did he have anything to do with Jack and Jill?
Jack and Jill, remember?
That's an actual remake of an Ed Wood movie. That's a remake of an Ed Wood movie.
Ed Wood, it was cool, but when it was Adam Sandler,
if it was Ed Wood, it was probably retarded, but
which makes it cool.
Yes.
Let's see. I got another story here that I found interesting, and we'll wrap it up on this one. Did a study of what income demographics watch what shows from highest to lowest. So I'm going to read some of these. I found this amusing because a lot of these are shows we watch, and I don't think it really skews in the way that
you guys are the outlier. You're thinking.
Yeah. Let's see. Where's the list? Here it is. So here's the richest TV shows. I'll give you like the top five, bottom
Mad
top.
Men?
Mad Men is not on that list, no.
Really?
We don't watch it. Congratulations, so baby, you're rich.
Poor people show.
Some of these shows I don't even know. The Goldbergs is a new one, I think. I haven't
Who's
had
watching that's that? Rich,
the Juice. You know, the Juice.
Yes. It's Adam Goldberg.
I'm sure it's all the Goldbergs.
Has it not been canceled yet?
The Mighty Ducks goalie, Adam Goldberg.
What was his name? Hebrew Hammer.
Yeah, the Hebrew Hammer. He was also that guy who got stabbed to death in the fucking Sarah Pryor Ryan movie.
Oh, now you just brought me to that sad place.
Boop, 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 boop.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Average
age.
Stop. No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think it's the second week we've done that.
Yeah, man. Giovanni Ribisi.
Like that scene in particular.
Worst scene ever.
No, his worst scene ever was when he was dancing to I Think We're Alone Now during Ted.
It's amazing.
It's so creepy.
All right. Well, the Goldbergs resonated with people who made about $73,000 a year.
That's not that much.
After that, Nashville, $74,000 a year.
That kind of Britain is.
You gotta watch Nashville. That's Southern. That's Southern. The Southern states.
Now that's going to be the follow-up question after this. Amazing Race at $75,000 a year.
Southern states.
You know what's funny? My friend Brendan kept trying to get me to do the Amazing Race with him. I was like, "Look, dude."
That. Oh my God! I would have paid.
I'm like, I'm not doing
Brendan
it.
Brendan, do the Amazing Race.
I don't want
to. First of all, I want to see. I know you can hustle. You need to. No offense to Brendan, but I've never seen him do it. I want to see him hustle when he needs to. And for a sustained 10 minutes of hustle, you can't do it.
Bitch, I'm going to get a fucking private jet and just go across. Like, the race is over. I'm there.
Really? Really going to borrow money from your grandfather?
I got my money.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't been living off it?
Oh, shit.
Oh. All right. Next.
Where's my Louis Vuitton bag? Wow. God damn it.
Focus.
I refuse to pay $200 for a bag.
See, that's what I'm talking
number two
about.
Show. Number two show. Him. Parks and Rec. Parks and Recreation, $81,000 a year. And the number one show with the highest median income per viewer, Modern Family, at $81,100.
How did I watch that show? I do not want that much money.
Now, how do they take these statistics, though?
Nielsen ratings.
Nielsen rich ratings? Like,
no, right. you, when you're a Nielsen family, do your whole demographic what? Income of the household
now,
is. If I was a Nielsen family, they would lock me up. They'd be like, this bitch has got some problems.
This was
she's
done
kill
too.
Someone.
Now, don't think that this was some study to see what the American people are watching. This is a study to see for advertisers of who's going to go where. Other shows in the richest category, How I Met Your Mother, The Mindy Project, Parenthood, Shark Tank, Grey's Anatomy, and Glee.
That Grey's Anatomy show still on?
I'm rich.
Still going.
Now,
That show was on like in 2001.
Are my shows in the poor demographic? I'm pretty sure they are.
I'm going to read off some of those.
Oh, wait. Yeah, first of all, this is bullshit because I'm in the rich category. It's called Aspirationally Rich.
Let's see. Where should I start here?
Where's the Honey Boo Boo show?
Now, here's... after we do this, I'm gonna tell you what I find funny about it and see if you could pick up on it.
Yeah.
Here's the top five poorest shows from richest to poorest. Number five, The Simpsons. $54,000 a year.
That's not terrible for one person.
No. 48 Hours.
It's a show?
I didn't know that was a show.
It's a news show.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like an Eddie Murphy movie.
Is it like
Discovery Another ID?
I have no clue.
It's like, murder
it's
porn.
Like, it's like those, oh my God.
2020?
I got nothing.
Dateline.
Yeah, like that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, Family Guy, 53,000.
Right. Lou obviously loves that
you
show.
You know, I watch it for the clips, but...
I watch it for the cheapness.
I tell you, I've been hating it.
Well, here's one for the table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for you, Brian. Number two, American Dad.
Love it.
And number one, the poorest show on TV, Bob's Burgers.
What? Really?
Oh, I don't know why.
It is an animated show. It came out after The Simpsons.
Why doesn't anybody?
Daryl hasn't seen it, so I haven't.
Yeah. Why doesn't anyone?
He always looks so relaxed.
He is. He's very warm.
Why doesn't anyone with any money watch my show?
Now that's the comedy of it that I'm finding is we can both agree you have more money than I do. Yet you watch American Dad and I watch Modern Family. Right. So something is off here.
I watch both of them.
We watch both, actually.
You watch Modern? I didn't think you watched Modern Family.
I love that
we
show.
Do. We love
I
it.
Do, too.
Could there be Tooth Man for me?
Other shows include America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's still on TV.
Apparently, that is.
When we were first dating, we used to watch it. You're folding laundry. We used to watch it while you were folding laundry.
I thought that was reruns from the 90s.
I know, that was new shit.
And I took a video at work, and they sent it into America's Funniest Home Videos. I had to fill out this whole... contract.
Are you serious?
Oh, swear to God.
This is still a thing?
Yeah, I had to fill out a contract that I no longer own the rights to this video.
Have your coworkers heard of YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's on YouTube, too. So I don't know how that's going to work out.
Good luck, America's
Except
Home
they didn't
video.
Add to like the music.
I was watching Ray Donovan, and there's a scene when they first revealed James Woods on the show, and he's watching America's Funniest Home Videos, and I was like, that's not on the air anymore. That's took me right out of the show, and apparently it's still on.
Listen, who's the host?
Where else
point?
Are you going to watch people kick each other in the crotch over and over?
It's called it's called YouTube.
I was about to ask
anywhere
you
on the internet.
Hand the crotch?
But where are you going to find those videos with some dick going, oh, Johnny, watch out. Flip bonk.
Exactly.
Good point.
Flip bonk.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's the crotch kick
section. That is Exactly.
You'd be like, studio audience, oh, that was good.
They crack up. Please,
yo,
I've never seen it before.
Aren't you the flip bonk dickhead?
Right. The flip bonk.
Wait, this is a studio audience. Oh, please give us it's funny when we win because everyone in the audience is like a potential winner.
Is the camera on me yet?
Don't you remember like when you're in back in the day where it was like almost life changing money? They were like $10,000. Like now it's like $10,000. It's like, all right, pay my bills.
Yeah, that'll pay for this trip we took.
Pay that credit card.
Go to their shitty studio.
Let's go to Orlando. All right.
A couple more from that list. Let's see. What do I recognize here? CSI, Undercover Boss.
Yeah!
Bones.
Bones?
I cry every time I watch Undercover Boss. True story.
But isn't that...
Every time.
That makes sense for...
I don't watch it often, but every time I've ever seen... I have no... Because I'm a girl. I don't know.
But that one makes sense for a low-income demographic, right?
But every time I watch it, they give somebody money, and then I cry.
She worked
so hard trying to get a house and send our kids to a good school, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, oh my God,
this person,
she's worked so hard for it.
This person you were training all day, he actually owns Annie Ann's Pretzels. This is Annie Ann. Oh, whoa! Give this shit.
Also, wow! It's like CSI.
Also, X Factor is on this list multiple times. That's a singing show, right?
What about The Voice?
Is it The X Factor?
X Factor.
Wasn't that show with Joe Rogan?
The X Factor is with Colin Cowherd, whatever the hell his name is.
Colin Cowherd?
From ESPN? I think you mean Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Close.
I watch Housewives, but I don't do those shows.
I'm a British douche who makes tons of money. I'm the retarded.
I watch shows where people get, like, murdered in the most unimaginable...
Murder porn.
She has not basic cable, obviously.
Wait. Do you watch murder porn?
I don't.
I do.
Yet. You win.
Yeah,
I don't win, I lose.
Oh, Stan, how do you tame a
Her
horse?
Favorite
Minecraft?
Nicolas Cage movie is 8mm.
That's actually not a terrible movie.
I saw that in the theater. I saw that in the theater.
I don't think he did.
I knew you'd come around, Daniel.
The rule holds steady.
I saw that in the theater. Actually,
that was a good movie.
I liked it.
Good movie / off.
That was back before you knew that the really sick and twisted porn existed.
I remember that
movie.
And now
it's just like in people's email all the time.
I also remember that movie.
Yeah,
was like...
every time I go to work, I get a new one. I'm like, ah.
Like, remember Two Girls in One Cup? Now it's Two Gilfs in One Cup.
Ugh.
What's a Gilf?
Break that word
put
apart.
It together.
Oh, grandmother? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Wait, Brian.
Oh, my God. The person's going to eat her. They're going to eat me. Oh, my God.
We have the sound bite. There's
some Troll 2 in there.
Yes. Little Troll 2. Well, thank you, Mystery Science Theater 2000.
That's all I got, story-wise.
All right.
Word.
How we doing? How we feeling?
Oh, we're good, man. You know what? It's Friday. We're having a good time. We have a two female guests for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Clap it up.
Woo! I have new bangs.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's like, on Monday in the train, she's like, I have bangs, Brian.
And I was like, and did you get your hair colored, too? It's fabulous. Like, Brian had no idea. I'm like, it looks awesome.
This bitch trying to outdo me with the hair. Yeah. I got to go get my hair colored.
She was on point, son.
I can get my hair colored. I get Vidal Sassoon. Yes. My man Vidal.
Danielle and I are going dry bar together. We are together.
It's
going to
be a good time.
Together.
All right. I got a lot of hair.
That's fine. I have an afro.
Well, you got to wax that, you know?
The LaBouffe is wet.
Anyone who's listening to us over the internet, please refer to your pubes as a LaBouffe.
The LaBouffe.
Get him out of the starlight, please. That guy sucks.
He's pretty bad.
What was the last good LaBouffe movie?
Good?
Was there ever a good LaBouffe movie?
Eagle Eye. That computer almost killed him many times. I don't know.
Disturbia was not... awful.
Disturbia.
Don't do that.
Holes was a
holes,
great movie.
Okay.
That porno filled so many holes.
No, that's the porno. The Disney.
Assholes.
The Disney movie.
The Disney one.
You know what's funny? That kid, the black kid in Holes, looks exactly the same except he's an adult.
Because we don't crack.
Have you not seen me as a child? Because I look pretty much just like this, but with a fro.
Yeah,
but he grew like four or five feet.
Someone else like me. Thank God.
Black people don't age the same way. Black people do not age the same way.
Brian, see my childhood photos. The same thing. Me, like, right now, but with a fro.
That's why
Sam Jackson has looked the same for the last 30 years.
He's now promoting credit cards. Can we just take a minute to discuss?
It's pretty bad. Hey, listen. Here's Sam on that discussion.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
You want a solid
Turn
APR?
Turn up for Capital One, bitch!
do you want a solid APR, bitch? Motherfucker.
Double miles. I fucking get it, dude.
Double miles.
Did you know that Sam Jackson...
Yeah.
What's in your wallet, bro?
...was on the set of The Walking Dead, and he wanted to do a cameo as Nick Fury.
and they wouldn't let that happen.
They did not let that happen.
Look, but that would have melted the internet.
Did you know that Scott Ian is actually one of the walkers?
Well, him you could tell. He's got the thing.
He's in it, and so is football player.
Hines Ward.
That's it.
They actually filmed the Sam Jackson zombie take like 4 or 5 times, but he kept going like, "Zombie motherfucker!" And they're like, "No, Sam, you can't talk." They're like, "No, no, I talk."
Can I add something else? just talking about like my blackness. Yeah. His daughter went to Vassar the same year I went to Cornell.
All right.
So I'm just talking about. Did you know that
Morpheus's order does porn?
Oh, he's so unattractive.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
Larry.
Good
Fishburne.
Good old Larry Fishburne.
Lawrence. He was the
Cowboy Curtis.
Star of, I was gonna say yeah.
Straight up porno.
Come on in. Wait. Pull yourself up a chair.
I was gonna say
that's good.
I was gonna randomly try to introduce a word of the day and just be like,
we should do the word of the day.
I'm not against that.
Right. Can we have Randy? Hey, zombie! Just come out with his big old legs.
It's me, Randy.
Oh, I mean, if you're going to come up with the word of the day, what would be the word of the day today?
I feel like douche has been around a lot.
Yeah.
Douche.
She said it.
She said the word douche.
Zombie.
Today's word.
Make a high, make a honey ho.
Today's word from Paint It Black is douche. So if you say if you say douche, then you gotta scream.
Or if you say douche.
Oh my. The thunder of my vengeance will echo through these corridors like the gust of a thousand winds.
I got a little carried away.
A little epic.
It's been epic. That's you.
But it was a fun week, man. We did a lot this week, man. Yeah. We really covered a lot of stuff.
Whew.
First time ever, we had 2 women on the Whee! Clap for the girls.
Very here welcome.
Girl power.
Your day's a number, though, because Lou's going to win that girl off.
And he's going to win. The ultimate minority will be Lou Figueroa.
I think Lou is the one to end all racism by encompassing all races.
I will definitely. And I'll lose the girl off.
Speaking of.
We have to find what the definition of this girl is, first of all, is what we're going to do.
Keep in mind,
this will be a quiz written by men.
Exactly.
Just putting that out.
That's what I said with the black up. It's
possibly
white,
so I should get my measurements, right? I should find out exactly what I am.
No, yeah. It's obviously 25, 36, 34, like Sir Mix-a-Lot said once.
It's supposed to be 36, 24, 36.
Thank you very much for correcting me.
You're welcome.
I was trying to picture this weird grimace woman you were describing.
I was confused.
As per the Violent Femmes.
Thank you very much.
36, 24, 36. 36,
24, 36. I was like,
what?
All right, close up for us.
Jillian, you had something you want to plug real quick?
Not anymore.
I'm rich!
Thank you.
I wanted to throw something out there real
quick.
Do
it.
I'm rich!
Just because I didn't get to hit all my sounds yet.
One more? Do you have one more for us?
One more. Tiny bit of racism for you.
Oh, God.
And Mr. Chinaman saying his Chinaman way. A ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a
chong.
Wow.
Whoa, man.
Wow. What happened to. And now going to Asian correspondent Lucy Kaunawa, who's going to tell us all about.
We don't
the
even
rain.
Have an Asian panel member.
I got to say.
Yeah,
no, I was at the New York Knicks game this week, right? And we were having to play the Houston Rockets, and they have Jeremy Lin in their squad. And I've never seen a more crowded stadium with Asian people who had no idea what was happening, didn't care who was playing, but when Jeremy Lin did something, they were like, "Yeah!" I've never seen people root for a guy just because he looks like
one. Yeah,
it's like, do I root for fucking Larry Bird because he's white?
No, but you did for Gallinari. Did
he's a Nick? I don't care about that after the fact.
Little bit you did.
No, all I right. didn't.
So take it up.
My mic's about to explode, so we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah,
kaboom.
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics or visit our website, paintedblackcomics.com. I read the wrong thing. Email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Starting to notice the trend here. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend if you like the show. And also check out our other podcast, Disenfranchised, the Sports Show, with one Mr. Brian Katz.
Thank you very much.
And the A-Squad podcast about video games starring Mr. Brian Katz and myself.
Well, thank you, Pete.
So,
and Rise Like Phoenix.
And Rise Like Phoenix.
And Danny Mac.
And Danny Mac. A.K.A. Novus Redemptor.
The fucking Achievenor.
New to the show. Check it out. It's awesome. So that's about it. Anybody? Parting words? Parting words?
Definitely subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
Thank you, Danielle, for coming. I hope you have a fun time in Las Vegas next week.
Oh, yeah.
Like Passenger 57, always been on black.
I think that's the best way to go out.
I'll share my winnings. Closing.